Blog Talk Radio.
It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. It's Air It Out Radio, bringing up the stereo. Here we go again, same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant, we stay on our job. The brown skin heifer, I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckler. She put in mad words, but she stay on a promo. Hating on us, now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition, tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it, walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out callers, Air It Out listeners. Y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit, listen real close. Kudos to the host, I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves, y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order, the border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love, and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max. We do that on the regular, shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. What's going on? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Air It Out Radio. I am that chick fire. Welcome to another Monday. We made it. Yay. Woo. All right, what's going on? Like I said, we here from Mondays, 10 to 1, in case y'all ain't checked the promo out. You know, I've been slacking a little bit, but I'm about to get back on my promo gig, you know what I mean, and terrorize the Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. 10 to 1. We promote, network, freestyle, the hate free zone, y'all. So, you know, for all the newbies that's tuning in, make sure y'all get it together. We don't diss nobody over here, okay? That's that other show, okay? All right, hit us up, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Air It Out Radio. And you can also fire chick me on Instagram or Twitter at firechick, F-I-Y-A, chick with the K at the end. All right, and check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Okay, there's all kind of ways you can listen to the show. You can always listen at the website, airitoutradio.net, or you can listen by your phone, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk and y'all want to get through. If not, I'm just going to think you're just chilling on the line, which doesn't matter to me. You can sit back and chill and listen to the show and clown us and talk shit, and you know how y'all do, okay? But anyway, if not, just make sure you're pressing 1. And for all the newbies that's tuning in, please, please be patient. I don't want to get no nasty tweets tonight, okay? Even though, you know, it might turn me on, you know, I don't know. Who knows, okay? It doesn't really bother me, okay? And, you know, y'all come at me, I come back. That's how it goes. But anyway, be patient on the line. And, you know, like I said, you know, show some good sportsmanship tonight. And, you know, try to follow each other on Twitter, too, man. Like, listen to everybody, and I'll try to retweet everybody's information. So if y'all want to get at each other or whatever the case is, make sure y'all do that. Make sure y'all listen to other people's shows, because you can't ever say that you don't know about no shows, because people come on here and they talk about shows all day long. I'm going to be at the da-da-da-da-da, the Chocodera, da-da-da-da, you know. So if you don't know nothing, at least listen to the shows and write some of them down, and that'll be all for them. I don't care. You know, I'm sure they don't either. So at the end of the day, you know, it's all about networking and promoting and all that good stuff. All right. In case y'all do not know, the Air It Out Radio, all right, tour is August the 2nd. It's $1,000 to the winner. I don't know my music here. You know, we gotta get that together. Hold on a second, y'all. Hold on a second. August the 2nd, and $1,000 to the winner, in case y'all do not know. All right. And also, too, it's from 1 to 7. You get a 5-minute set. It could be clean or dirty, whatever you want to do. It's $10 to get in. Club. Dang, I got something in my soul. It's like really, no, it is not what y'all think. Okay. Club Coliseum. All right. And that's at 2130 West Wiggly Avenue. I know I'm saying it wrong, but, you know, y'all get it together. Y'all know what the hell I'm saying. You know I fuck people's veins up and streets and everything else. Okay, so it's all ages. It's all music, R&B, pop, whatever the case is. Whatever it is you want to come through, it's good. Reggae, all that. We welcome it all. All right, I do want to let y'all know, the first runner-up is getting $1,000. The second and third runner-up is getting a slot to go into the About That Life auditions, which the person get a chance to open up for Nelly and Murphy Lee. So you get a free slot. The slots are $150, okay? So if you win second and third place, you're going to automatically go into that audition, all right, with no pay. So this is a good gig for the second and third runner-up in case you did not pay. Okay, and if you did pay, you'll get the $150 back. Okay, that's how that's gonna go. All right, so shout out to everybody that's gonna come out for the part two for the Nelly and Murphy Lee auditions. All right, the About That Life audition. That's what it's called, About That Life. Okay, you get a meet and greet for the winner, hotel, food, travel, all that stuff is all paid for. Okay, it's $10 to get into club. Coliseum, and it's $150 for the audition. You get one track, all right, less than 5 minutes, okay? So it has to be one track, and it has to be less than 5 minutes, all right? You can cuss. You can do whatever you want to do, but I'm just going to try to warn you, just, you know, try to make it clean if you can. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't want to hear nigga and bitch and fuck you and all that shit all night long. If you say fuck one time and here and there, it's cool, but God, don't overdo it. All right? So, and just keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, I know people hate doing the whole concert thing, the whole contest thing, but just keep in mind, Beyonce win concert and a contest, and she lost. What is it? Star Search. Yeah. And also Jennifer Hudson, she lost, you know, on American Idol. And also somebody reminded me that Lauryn Hill was on Apollo, and she lost. And those were all great entertainers. So at the end of the day, like, if they, you know, did it and came up and look at them now, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So don't be scared to chase your dream and spend some money on yourself, because you have to do that, you know, in order to look good. Just like a bad bitch, she got to spend some good money on some good weave. You know what I mean? She can't be rocking that $5.99 weave after a while. That shit get tangled the fuck up, okay? Or better yet, it'll burn the fuck up if you try to curl that shit. Ladies know what I'm talking about. I know y'all niggas. Niggas like, what the fuck is she talking about? Bitches know what I'm talking about. But anyway, all right, so anyway, also, too, I want to let y'all know Sound Gallery Studios is going to give away 2 hours to the winner of both contests. So they're going to wait 2 hours, and it's free on them, and they'll have a little contract there so y'all know, you know, what y'all obligations are. You'll get it right there on the spot. If y'all want to just go through and chill and see what it is anyway, it's $30 an hour. It's I'm going to give the number out. It's 215-600-8066. It's $30 an hour, and that's at Sound Gallery Studio. But anyway, like I said, they're going to give away 2 slots for the Air It Out Radio tour and also the Air It Out Radio auditions About That Life, all right? So look forward to that, and hopefully we can get some other sponsors in there. There's going to be a couple other things going on there, so definitely stay tuned for that. Also, too, I want to let y'all know the 9 to 2 About That Life auditions are 21 and up. So I got to let y'all know that before y'all try to skeet y'all asses in there and y'all like 18 and shit, you know. So I just want to let y'all know you got to be 21 in order to get in. So hopefully that'll be a good turnout. Scribbles will be in the building. DJ Sherry will be in the building. DJ Leek, He's from Jams. I don't know if y'all know where that's at on Roosevelt Boulevard, skating ring. He'll be there. And a couple other people. We got the Playboy Bunny that's going to be in there. So, you know, it's going to be a nice event. Come through. If you don't want to perform, just come through. Network. Pass the CD around. I don't give a fuck. What you got to do? You know what I mean? Maybe next time. I got some other things coming up. Some stuff with Pitbull, Kendrick Lamar. So if y'all don't got your money for this one, at least stack your money up for this one and for the next ones that's coming up. All right, and also Fabulous. I think that's gonna be the next one. So you know, definitely get y'all cake up, and everything won't be $150 all the time. So I'm just letting you know, heads up, you know, so you'll know what's in for. All right. So tonight's topic is, all right, I wanted to break this down because me and somebody was having a conversation about this. So how do you know when you are a side joint? That's the topic for tonight. How do you know that you are a side joint? And let me remind you, fellas, you guys can be a side joint, too. Don't get it fucked up. Because some of y'all niggas were side joints for me. I mean, not y'all, but you know what I mean. I didn't have my side joints, and I have been the side joint. So I want to know y'all opinion about with some clues that somebody should know that they're a side joint or if you were a side joint. All right? So that's the topic for tonight. Make sure y'all hit up the line 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all Instagram me. If y'all not by now, if y'all not on Instagram, get your ass on Instagram, damn it. All right? Buy a chick, F-I-Y-A, chick with a K at the end. And in case y'all don't know, please press 1. We're going to keep it moving. I'm going to hit up my first caller, and I'm going to go to 7329, Air It Out Radio.
Yes, it's Mr. Give It Three. I'm airing it out on Air It Out Radio. What's up?
Oh, shit. What's going on, Willie Will? Willie Will.
You know, staying afloat, you know, in the water, in the ocean, in the sea. Yep.
In the water, in the ocean, in the sea. Okay. You was a mess. Oh, wait a minute. Before I get started, let me just pause for a second, Willie Will. All right, so listen, I do want to let everybody know that, that tonight I will be announcing the information that people have to do to get a free slot. I'm giving away a free slot tonight, or the instructions anyway, and whoever does it first is going to get that free slot, all right, to go into the About That Life audition. Let me put you on hold. Hold on, because you're making too much noise over there. You know I got that ADHD shit going on. All right, so anyway, hold on, Willie Will. I'll be back with you in a quick second. All right, so anyway, like I said, I'm giving away a free slot tonight, and at least the instructions. And whoever is the first come, first serve, the first person that does this, it's about tweeting. So if y'all not on Twitter, I feel for you. Okay, I'm just telling you, it is a Twitter situation. All right? And the first person that can hit up my Twitter with this information, these directions, and follow it completely is going to get the free slot. Okay, I'm just letting y'all know right now. I'll be talking about it a little bit throughout the show. Matter of fact, let me do it now, okay? I'm going to do it now. But see, I don't want to do it while Willie Will on the line because, you know, even though he's far away, I don't know, he still might try to come through. I don't know. Who knows? All right, but anyway, I'm going to give the instructions, and it is what it is. But honestly, if I was y'all, I would wait until I tweet it so you can get it correctly. Because if you get it wrong and you tweet it to other people and it's incorrectly, I don't give a fuck. I'm just being honest. I'm going to tell you I don't care, and you're going to be mad at me, cussing me out, calling me all kind of bitches, which I really don't care. All right, so anyway, you're going to tweet to 20 different people. 20 different. So you're going to say, Air It Out Radio Fire Shit, everybody ready, da 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 da, to 20 different people. Not 20, you know, people all bunched together. I'm just letting you know, okay? 20 different people. What I'm going to tweet out is going to be Air It Out Radio hashtag About That Life audition to open up for Nelly Murphy Lee August the 2nd at Club Coliseum. That is what you have to tweet out to 20 different people. If it's anything less than that, anything more than that, besides the attention to somebody else, then you pretty much are disqualified. I'm going to retweet all the tweets so y'all can see. I try to be as fair as I can. All right, so I retweet everything so y'all can see that I'm not bullshitting. I didn't make it up, that I'm not favoring anybody because I don't really give a fuck who gets it. I don't care. Okay, so that's what it is. 20 tweets to different people. 20 different tweets, okay? Whoever the first person is going to get that free slot, okay? So let me get back to Willie Will before he cussed me out, okay? Willie Will, give him throws.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry, I'll never cuss you out. It's okay.
Tonight's topic is about, you know, how do you know you're a side joint? So, how do you know you're a side joint?
I really can't say that because I'll be alone in my house and things like that. I stay by myself on most eligible bachelor, you know, so I really don't understand the side joint stuff. So, sorry.
What? What the hell are you saying? You
I'm
understand
an eligible
what?
Bachelor. I don't stay with my mom and dad. I stay by myself, you know, and I really don't understand the side joint stuff. You know, I be by myself anyway. I get it when I can get it.
Yeah, but you can still live with your mom. Listen, you can still live with your mom and deal with a girl that is a side joint and have two girls, or you have your main girl and then you got the other girls that side joint. So you don't have that. I know you got more than one girl.
I don't have no main girls.
Every
girl's the same. No
Have you ever been the side joint before? Were the girl you was messing with? Yeah, basically. Yeah, you saying, well,
I can't say really because I always had my own stuff and I never really looked at a woman to just fulfill me and things like that. You know, it really not a big deal, you know, if she choose somebody else or it's not
the,
I,
the
no,
question
one,
was,
at the end of
no.
the day, I can't control.
Yes or no?
Oh, side joint. Getting personal.
No. What do you mean? You talk about sex all the time on your Facebook and Twitter. You better get out of here. Put your eyeballs. Have you been a side joint before? You.
Well, I probably would say, I would say I probably have, in your terminology, that I have been a side joint.
In my terminology.
She probably got a man that she's talking to and she just wants to come
there
be,
you go.
Get some for boyfriend number two. I'm like,
woo!
Boyfriend.
It's like pulling nails over there with you. Yeah, so basically you have been a side joint. Ain't no wrong with that. She up there, well, I don't know, and I, you know, and everybody's my mother. You know, you a side joint, you a side joint. That's how to define that.
Side joint is the best position.
Yeah, it's good and it's bad. It's good and it's bad. Okay, so what's going on with Willie Will?
You know, got my little license for my music and stuff. I'll be on the block slanging my mixtapes. You know, got them pressed up, just distributing everywhere that I can. Anybody that's willing to tip me in, I'm giving them what they need. Let them thrills, Mr. Giving Thrills all day. Every day that I can, you know, studying my networking, trying to get my networking certification, you know, making little videos. I'm learning how to edit videos, you know, just growing with time.
Wow.
That's pretty much about it.
That's what's up. All right. You got to send me your mixtape. Or I'll have to. Is it on Reverb? You're on Reverb, right?
Yeah, it's on ReverbNation.com/TheWillieWill. You're going to have to buy that because I bought the beats. I bought the beats from a guy in Europe, KVRBeats.com, KVRBeatsV.com. And he got great deals and great beats, you know. So he put me in the game. Shout out to that guy.
All right, that's what's up. All right, you got anything? You got any shows or whatever coming up?
Well, I have some shows. It's been so much stuff going down here. People, rappers been getting killed left and right. It's like the slaughterhouse down here for rappers.
Oh, wow.
You know? Really.
That's not good.
I think this kid was like 12 or 11. They killed him dead. He's dead, little boy, 12, 11. He's dead now. You know?
Oh, wow.
Then they killed the guy, Lil Snoop, Meek Mill artist. They killed him, too. And it's just like shows in Louisiana is you're going to have a task force, which is, you know, you're going to have to roll with the force in there. Do your show and get out alive because it's a big death trap.
Do your shows and get out alive. Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what it is.
You be safe out there in the hood then.
Oh,
right,
oh
so
yeah,
you got
I
any
say no.
You got anything else you want everybody to know about?
Yeah. So, no, everybody should follow me on Twitter at WillWill25, or you can Google me, WillWill25. No spaces. Let me spell it out, WILLWILL25. That's me all day by myself.
We're
fire.
So.
Air It Out Radio.
Yeah,
we're fire on Air It Out Radio. There you go. I like that. Okay, so I know we got a track
thank
in
you,
here. We won't get in. Just a banger. You know what? So we got to talk later because, you know, we got to get some stuff up out of here, you know. And we got to cut back.
I feel you. We're going to have to clean it out. We're going to clean it out. We're going to get everything cleared out, you know. We're going to clean it up. We on our way. On our way. I want one of them Playboy Hennessy drinks, too. Where can I pick that up
at? Oh, yeah. Oh, you going to come all the way to Philly to get it? You got to come to Philly to get it.
I'm gonna have to see some buns and egg rolls and stuff like that. All that stuff, you know. I wanna see some buns, Playboy bunnies, you know. Get my hop on.
Playboy bunnies. Yeah, you're gonna see all that. All you gotta do is come through. Come through. You got it.
Okay.
Mhm. All right. So I'm looking for this track. You said on my shit, right?
On my ish.
Oh, it's freight train. See, like, I'm up here looking for all my shit. I don't see that. I'm like, what the hell? All right, so go ahead and introduce it for me, babe.
Oh, yeah, this one is for those people out there trying to block my sign. I made this song for all my haters. It's called Freight Train. Mr. Giving Thrills going live on Air It Out Radio. That's what we do. Can't wait to get one of the Playboy energy drinks.
I wanna put G to scale, hustling to get my
Air It Out Radio is at Trick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press in 1 if y'all want to talk to a Rod, all right? Hit me up, everything, Air It Out Radio, and also on Instagram, Fire Chick, and Twitter, Fire Chick, F-I-Y-A, Chick with a K at the M, all right? I am going to post the information. I see a couple people tweeting now, but just hang tight. Let me post it first, and then y'all can just copy it. So that way, y'all don't get no misunderstandings of how I want it. All right, so then y'all can't get mad at me later if y'all get it wrong. So I'm going to post that, and then y'all can copy, paste, and then y'all can go from there. And like I said, the first person to tweet to 20 different people. So that means attention to Fire Chick, attention to Rick James, attention to Fire Papa, attention to... And you should be really tweeting this to people that are might come. Like, just, I mean, if you can, that would really help. Don't tweet it to, like, Diddy, because you know he's not coming. But, I mean, I can't be tell you who to tweet it to, but, like, the whole purpose is to really promote the other people that might come to it. But I get what you're saying. But anyway. So anyway, let me keep it moving. I'm going to go to my next caller, and I'm going to go to 8525 Air It Out Radio.
Oh. Boy, AC. Yo, yo, Fire, what up? This your boy, AC Guard, State Pusher from Atlantic City, New Jersey. What up, Thou?
What up, Thou? What's going on? Well, tonight's topic is about the side joint situation. So how do you know that you are a side joint, and have you ever been a side joint?
All right, listen. As a man, fellas, this is how you know if you're a side joint. If your chick is always on her phone, and she ain't never, ever, ever, ever on her page, but she always on her phone, you the side joint. If you ain't online and you don't see your chick making mad statuses and shit, but she always on the phone, you the side joint. For the ladies, if that nigga always out and about and ain't got shit to show for his grind, you the side joint. But you the side joint. If that nigga out 24/7 and he ain't bringing back no bread, no food, no motherfucking loud, no nothing, you the side joint, man. He out there handling his business. So, and if I've been a side joint one time in my life, you feel me? It wasn't a good experience.
Wow.
But, yeah, I admit it. I'm a man, you feel me? At the end of the day, everybody play that game, so, you know. But at the end of the day, like, I learned from that.
Which one did you enjoy more? Did you like being the side joint, or did you like having the side joint?
I mean, to me, I was like more so, I like being the side joint. But then again, it was like, damn, that's fucked up, because I felt bad for whoever else was the main joint. But at the end of the day, like, that means you got to play your part, you feel me? Yeah. People gonna go for what they want, so it is what it is. But I don't condone that shit. I don't condone it. Everybody stay faithful. You feel me? Love whoever you loving, so this way it won't be no room for no side joints.
He said everybody stay faithful. Yeah, because it does come back eventually. So, you know.
Times 10. Karma is a bitch.
Yeah. It sure is.
You don't want that. You don't want karma as your side joint, because that's ugly. If you got karma as your side joint, it's over. You might as well kill yourself.
Karma, she don't play.
Yeah, that bitch crazy.
You definitely don't.
What up,
right,
how
so,
you? I see you working, man. What up? Talk to me. What's good with your movement?
Yeah,
I see everything going down.
Light work. But what's going on with you?
You already know, man. You already know. Thanks to Fire, you know what I mean? She got Air It Out in Atlantic City, so you know that's my sponsor. So I'm out here pushing Air It Out Radio in Jersey so crazy, from North Jersey to South Jersey. Everybody shouting out Air It Out Radio and Team Pusher. So shout out to Fire for putting me on the team and supporting the nigga. And we just going to ride this shit out to the wheels for all of you. August 2nd, I'm coming out to Philly to the Coliseum to show out with the Team Pusher and the Roundtable Click. Full Circle gonna be in the building, Spaceship Studios, Goodfellas Entertainment, Cutthroat Committee Gang. We all coming out to Philly like five cars deep to shut shit down. You feel me? if God's willing, I'll get to the next round and do what I got to do later on that night. You feel me? But other than that, we're going to put on for Jersey. Shout out to Philly, Air It Out Radio. Shout out to everybody listening in and all that good shit.
Okay. You got any other events coming up?
Yes, on September 13th, I'm dropping my album, Dead to Competition. This is the most anticipated album in Jersey right now. I got a lot of people waiting for this out here, man. It's crazy. I got a lot of features on this shit that I'm not going to say right now until we start really fully promoting it. But I got DJ 5D hosting it. And, of course, it's sponsored by Air It Out Radio. That chick fire all crazy supporting the movement. So, yeah, this going to be one of the biggest joints to drop. So September 13th, we're doing mixtape release party at the Grand Fromage in Atlantic City. Information going to be out online about that real soon. We getting a flyer together and all that. And right now, we just pushing the new singles. I just shot a video for my new single that I'm dropping tonight. We stacking. That joint is on SoundCloud. It's going crazy. The hood is buzzing about it. I performed it at the Trocadero in Philly a couple weeks ago. The crowd went crazy. You could check out the footage on that on my YouTube and all that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, right now we just moving fire team, pushing Air It Out Radio. I got the snapback on all crazy. You feel me?
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll see you working over there. I'll see you working. That's what's up. All right. Well, you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff where they can reach you?
You already know everything AC Garden State Pusher. If you look me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Follow me on Twitter at ACGSB2. If you can't find me on any of my pages, you can type me in on Google at Garden State Pusher, or however you want to spell it, it'll pop up at least 30 pages or better. Pretty much, I just want to give a shout out to my whole team, Team Pusher Roundtable Entertainment, man. Without my team, man, none of this would be possible. I got the new video coming out from Spaceship Studios, Larry Quintero, Two-Face Brown, 6ix9ine. It's called We Stacking. That shit should be out in the next week or so. Then I got another joint that I'm shooting with my brother Kodak Krills. You feel me? He's shooting my new joint for Respond that I did out in Philly a couple weeks ago. So we just moving fire. You already know how I go out here in Jersey, man. We go hard. We never go home. Turned down for what, pussy?
Up. No, he didn't. All right, so go ahead and introduce your track.
All right, Atlantic City, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, New York City, Stand the Fuck Up. We in here. This is the new joint off my new album dropping Friday the 13th of September. Dead to Competition, new single, We Stacking. Man, this shit's so crazy, man. The hood right now is just buzzing. Put your ear on it, listen to the words, and ride out. Yo, Fire, play that hot shit for them. Air It Out Radio, signing off. Biatch!
There it is. Make sure y'all check y'all Twitter. I'm about to post it now.
You niggas is mad cause we making these moves. gotta take this show. Put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show. Put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show. Put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show. Put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show.
Understand that the kid back at it. I can't kick the flow, which is a bad habit. So I'ma get the dough, collect all the cabbage, so I can hit the store with cop more carrots. I'm so hungry that my ribs are touching. Any nigga thinking I ain't gonna eat, he lunching. I'ma run up on him, the ratchet touch him. Nigga, give me the K for I empty something. These streets are real, you can kill for nothing. Bitch niggas get stuck on the block for something. That's why I watch every move I'm making, cause I don't wanna miss what I should be taking. I'm hungry, I gotta bring home the bacon. I'm trying to stay away from Satan, the moves I'm making. I have a nigga going through hell, that's why I got these packs to sell. Gotta take this show. Put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show. Put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show. Put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show. Put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show.
We stacking that paper, we be stacking, and we stacking. We stacking that paper, we be stacking, and we stacking. We stacking that paper, we be stacking, said we stacking. We stacking that paper, we be stacking, said we stacking. We stacking that paper, we be stacking, said we stacking. We stacking.
Who got the bad internet radio show? It's that sexy little host from New Jersey. Let's have a toast to the mix. I'ma fix the game, keep the weakness. They ain't saying nothing. Fire chick, bring the beat in. Sorority King, party cracking all weekend. Sexy ladies on the floor to the club end. Tell your friends to get with my friends. Fire chick, spin them hits. Mr. Westside, sit that in. Air it out, radio, tune in. It's gonna always be popping. Fire, playing music that you just love. Give me love, it's your boy, Mr. Westside. Crank up the volume, higher than a Kush blunt could make ya. Then let the rap flow take ya.
Yo, I'm Mr. Westside from Compton, California, and I'm tuned in to Air It Out Radio with my girl Fire Chick.
Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. It's that Chick Fire. That cracks me up every time I listen to that drop because he said, it's that hoe. He's like, oh, shit, you called me a hoe in my own drop. I think that's what it sounds like anyway. I don't know, maybe my ears are going crazy. But anyway, shout out to Mr. Website and in his drop or whatever. If y'all want to send me a drop, make sure y'all send it to itsair.radio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3. Make sure you include Air It Out Radio in it because some people send me drops and they'll just be like, yo, what's up? You know what I mean? It's T-Money. You know what I mean? Mixtape, da-da-da-da-da-da. I thank y'all. Well, they don't see it like that, but you know what I mean. They don't mention Air It Out Radio at all, and I'm all for cross promo. So if you're not promoting me, then it won't get played. Sorry. It is what it is. All right, so listen, August the 2nd, the Air It Out Radio tour is giving away $1,000 to the first winner. The second winner and the third runner-up is basically getting slapped to the About That Life auditions, and that's 92. All right, 21 and over for the 92 people. So I just want to let y'all know. And like I said, it's a nice little opportunity for people. Shout out to Club Coliseum for letting me come through and show me some love. And DJ Leaks and DJ Sherry, they'll be in the building. And also, like I said, the winner will also get 2 hours from Sound Gallery Studios. And it's a nice little spot over there. I went to go check it out. It's over there by Tioga. And real nice cats, they're starting out, and they're doing a lot of things. So if y'all interested and y'all want to go, slide through or whatever, it's $30 an hour, and the number is 215-680-66, and I'll promote that a little bit later, and y'all see it here and there on my Facebook and Twitter. So if y'all interested, y'all can always go back and check it out. So anyway, let me have a couple shout-outs really quick. Shout-out to... what is this, my Facebook or my Twitter? All right, let me go to my Instagram. All right, shout out to world famous Ray Flores, Mike. Shout out to Miss R&B Herb. What up, baby? And also Official Paper Doll, Jeremy Mee, Miss Meek. And Gentleman Swag, DJ Kurt, Poetry, what up, baby? And Bubbles So Fun 24, Bronco 215, GG, and what is this? Diddy, Dynamite? Some shit. You know, y'all got y'all crazy ass Instagram name. What the fuck? Y'all can't come up with no plain and simple shit, right? Shout out to I Am Lunic and Rob Raw 2013. And Club Coliseum, they actually gave me a little shout out right there. So shout out to them and mad love. And I'll get some more tweets and Instagrams and Facebook shout outs throughout the show. And I got a couple people that was giving their thoughts about the actual topic for tonight. So on Instagram, Dunny, I don't know if y'all know who Dunny is, but anyway, Big Face Dunny said, basically the topic tonight is when, you know, like I said, how do you know that you're a side joint? So he basically said, when fire stop, Gunna H said, when fire stop liking my pics. Okay, that was really smooth, okay. And also Dunny215 said, we still using condoms. Whoa, okay, yeah, when you still using condoms, yeah, I guess that's a good sign that, you decide joint. And Corey Allen said, what the hell did he say? Oh, when you can't find them for holidays. A lot of people said that. A few people say when you can't find somebody for the holidays, that's how you know you decide joint. Okay, one dude said, Jaquan Quick said, when he keep his phone in his pocket, that is a big double dookie sign. Double dookie sign right there. Okay, and Trill Reef said, when a nigga only hits you up at night. A few niggas said that, so yeah, when he only hits you up at night. And I Am Arson said, when you're a side joint, it's not no rocket science. But honestly, there's a lot of motherfuckers that don't know they side joints. They think they the nigga joint. So you can't really say that. So shout out to everybody that hit me up. And I got a few more to run down. I thought it was really funny. So that's the topic for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. How do you know that you are a side joint? And some of y'all niggas have been side joint. Y'all please, y'all over there fronting, okay? I know y'all been the side joint, okay? So let's get to it, all right? Be honest. All right, I'm going to hit the lines of 5451, Air It Out Radio. Hello? What up, Air It Out?
I can hear you.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, I gotta let everybody know who you are. You know, you're like, hey, it's tired of my area, bitch.
Oh, no, my bad. My phone on like 8%. my phone is like discombobulated right now.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So tonight's topic is, how do you know that you're a side join? And have you ever been a side join?
I think you know you a side joint or whatever. When you don't take pictures. Like when you don't take pictures of certain people, you be like, and you can't post pictures and stuff. And I've been a side joint before, but you know, I ain't had no problem being one. I was always cool with it because I knew my position. And she was, if I was the side joint, she was my side joint. So, you know.
Okay, which one did you enjoy better? Did you enjoy being the side joint or her being the side joint to you?
Well, I enjoy being the side joint. Well,
I'd
rather be the side joint
because
I can't. Yeah, because it's more free. But you know, you like it make you feel more guilty when you like trying to be serious, but you still got side joints, you know?
Right. I get it. Okay, so what's going on with Jay Skeezy?
Oh, you know, I got a lot going on. We just, me and my crew, we was just at Stilettos. It's a little strip club down here in the A, on Peachtree downtown. Mm-hmm. We went out there and performed. And, you know, one of my homies, he was up there with one of the strippers, you know, getting a little dance or whatnot. And it was a little promoter out there in the front. So, you know, we got put on with another club and things like that. We setting up for that. Been working on some stuff with my homie, VIP. HTO. We got a lot of collabs going down. I just started school. I'm going to AIU. it's going in for media production, you know, to get a lot of this done. So I'll be getting a lot more access to what I need, which is, you know, videos, you know, beats and all that stuff. So I'd be more official. So, you know, I'm just building my team on the foundation right now and going strong, you know what I mean?
Okay. All right. As you should, as you should. And where are you from? What's this 404? Where is that at?
Oh, that's Atlanta. That's down the east side.
Okay. All right, I got to get those 404s down packed. There's a couple people in here from 404, so shout out to, you know, the whole 404. Yeah, okay. All right.
Oh, yeah, shout out
to
my 404s. You know, I got them on the air and everything like that, you know. So, you know, you're going to see a lot of 770s, 404s, 706s, you know. It's a lot of southern love, that's all.
Okay. All right. So what's y'all weather like down there? Y'all good?
Right now the weather turned up. It be on and off right now. It be raining and things like that. So, but it's pretty good for the most part. It's Atlanta, you know. So, you know, I also want to give before you know you get further. I want to give a shout out to Takeover on Takeover Inc. on the Hustle Campaign.
Oh, okay.
Shout out VIP. Shout out Charlie Kane. That's my fiance. Y'all can check me out on Instagram. That guy Skeezy is one word. Check me out on Facebook, J Skeezy, a fresh ass nigga. Check me out on Reverb and SoundCloud. Yeah, 'cause I stay fresh, you know, even if I'm taking out trash, I gotta be swagged up, you know what I'm saying? You never know who looking. So, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I got a lot of things going on, Fire. We got a lot of projects coming to you. This joint that you about to listen to, you know, I just want you to know it's the towards the end of the Charlie Kane. Y'all need to, y'all sleeping on it. She's singing, she fine with that singing, but, you know, she got that little rap in there, you know what I'm saying? So it's a nice little song. I think y'all going to like it. It's the song we performed at the strip club with.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second. I don't see that one up in here. I know I loaded it up, but I don't know what's going on with it. So, hold on now, unless I put a space in it, because sometimes if you put a space in there. Shout out to Charlie, too. I see her going hard with the promo, too. I see her on my Instagram.
I'm like, yeah. I ain't Instagram, you know, I'm trying to be like Garden State pushing, like be promoting for Fire in the A, you know what I'm saying? Because we could definitely do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we could work on it, you know, we could work on something, you know. I'm trying to start off slowly, and then we bring it out more, you know, stronger like that. Oh, I found it, okay. Shout out to Charlie, you know, for the promo on Instagram, like I see her doing a thing, so you need to get on her, like, get on that tip right there. Shout out to her.
Hello.
Hey,
how you doing, babe? Thanks for the promo over there.
I'm good. I couldn't call in because I'm doing his hair.
That's okay. How you doing his hair and promoing at the same time? That's what I'm talking about.
How are you doing?
That's what's up. I appreciate that.
Oh, I want you to listen to my verse, Fire, because I said your name, girl. I wanted to put you in there.
Okay, all right. But God, who's going to introduce the track? Because I got it ready to rock.
All right, Area Out Radio, what's going on? It's your boy, J Skeezy, got the A. Officially from the Hustle Campaign. About to drop this song called Money Hoes to y'all. Money Hoes. It's your boy, J Skeezy. Go ahead and drop the fire.
There it is, Area Out Radio.
Money hoes. Check it out. Money hoes.
Yeah.
Money hoes.
Yeah.
I keep it so play, and these hoes already know. Money hoes. Money hoes. I'm one of the ones that make a bust it open on the floor. Money hoes. Money hoes. I'm married to the money, really story of a soul. Money hoes. Money hoes. She threw that pussy back and got to twerking real slow. Like, she threw that pussy back and got to twerking real slow. Like, money hoes. Money hoes. 100 ones to make a bust it open on the floor.
I got money hoes. Niggas in the bando like they need gold. Niggas with financials that don't need those. Niggas taking shots like they free souls. Keep one in it and you know how we roll. Take your bitch and let her meet the stripper pole. Cruise on them inches, I can't sit low. Niggas by the style like they mosquitoes. They can't have it cause they got new flows. New hoes, new bins, new money, no new friends. I'm retarded for your hoes staring and drooling. A red bitch, a match of red paint, boy, you fooling. All color diamonds, I got flavor just like Kool-Aid. Pull up to the club, turn the park out to a parade. Females on board, couple long, got it too late. All these cameras on me, boy, I'm about to start a movie.
I got money, hoes, money,
the streets, I don't let it hold. T-H-C and we stay 10 toes down. Take a look, just look around. I've been in it for a minute, time still counting down. Money, hoes, money, hoes. I keep the soul play and these hoes already know. Money, hoes, money, hoes. 100 ones to make a bust it open on the flow. Money, hoes, money, hoes. I'm married to the money, realest story ever told. Money, hoes, money, hoes. She threw that pussy back and got the twerking real slow. Like,
I got the block jumping and my team is on go. Smoking, choking on that loud cause my eyes are real low. I keep the quad coming, baby, I've been on the road. And it looking so good, I got a coming through the flow. Yes, coming through a flow. This is my world, bitch, and everything goes. I got your nigga loving me, he coming to my shows. Cause we so, and everybody knows. Money, slow, money, cold. I got these niggas crying, trying, cooking, clean, and buying. Like begging, pleading, dying, like that people time iron. But these bitches steady hating, cause you see the girl shining. My wallet talk Fendi, Louis Prada. Your wallet say, your pockets all broke, and your pussy talk easy. My money long, and my bubble gum talk skeezy.
Money, hoes, yeah, money, hoes. I keep it so play, and these hoes already know. Money, hoes, money, hoes. 100 ones to make a bust it open on the floor. Money, hoes, money, hoes. I'm married to the money, realest story ever told. Money, hoes, money, hoes. She threw that pussy back and got the twerking real slow, like. She threw that pussy back and got the twerking real slow, like. Money, hoes, money, hoes. 100 ones to make a bust it open on the floor.
Over the years, I racked up a lot of names. Some people call me
Chick Fire.
That brown skin heifer.
That brown skin heifer.
Brown skin heifer.
That fire chick.
La chica fuego.
That chick
fire.
Brown skin heifer.
That chick fire.
That chick fire.
Fire. Yeah.
The brown skin beauty, baby.
Fire.
Fire!
Woo!
But my competition calls me
bitch.
Air It Out Radio is that bitch. The brown skin heifer. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Tonight's topic is, how do you know that you are a Zijuan, and have you ever been a Zijuan? Okay? And this is how you know from if you've ever been a Zijuan or mine. Okay? If you ever called me, and I live by myself, well, basically, I've always basically lived by myself. I've always lived by myself. So if you called me, and I was dealing with you, and I never invited you over, ever, I mean ever, we always went to a hotel or something, you were a side joint, okay? So just let that be known, okay? And also, too, I'm trying to think of a really good one. If you ain't never been around my kids, when, you know, God rest her soul, when she was living, yeah, you probably was a side joint. So, you know, I mean, ever, like, you've never, ever met her. And we've been dealing with each other for years. Yeah. So anyway, shout out to everybody that's tuning in, and make sure y'all hit up the website, airitoutradio.net, and also go to the about section. If you have not been on the website and left a comment in the about us section, you can promote yourself, whatever the case is. Give me some ideas you might have for the show, or some suggestions, or whatever the case is, or maybe some other things. Hit me up there on airitoutradio.net in the about section and just leave a comment right there. You can Facebook, Twitter me, YouTube me, and all that good stuff at airitoutradio, and also Fire Chick, F-I-Y-A, Chick with a K at the end. Let me run through a couple more shout-outs really quick. Shout-out to Charlie Kane, like I said. Party Boy, and on my Facebook, what is this? SB the Cynico. All right, Legendary Finn, J Green LBM, and shout out to Tony, Willie Will, what up, Keith Murray, and also Genius, what up, Nyla Gold, Machete King, and Morocco Reed, I think I'm saying that right, and Chaz, shout out to Chaz, and Cut the Check, I like that name, that's dope, Cut the Check, and Chibi Fly, for those that don't know who Chibi Fly is, that's what you call it, sister. Jane. Lord, how can I get that mixed up? She was on the show like years ago. So shout out to her. Chibi Fly. Y'all can hit her up on Twitter or whatever. And John Herrera and Russell Shannon. Shout out to them. All right. I got a couple more shout outs. Like, I got like 2 pages or 3 pages of this shout outs. All right. So, anyway, y'all can always Instagram me, Facebook, like I said, Air It Out Radio, everything. And I'm going to get to me. Like I said, for those that didn't hear when we went to a couple breaks, I did tweet the tweet out. Y'all can feel free to tweet it out to 10 different people. I don't expect anybody to do it all in one night, but if you do, then that's great. If not, it's cool. I'm going to post it up on the social networks after the show, and whoever gets it is whoever gets it. But, you know, of course, Air It Out Radio is always gets first dibs on everything, so y'all always get all the first info to what's going on. All right, so I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more, and I'm going to go to 1169. Air It Out Radio.
Fire! What's goody? It's Diamond in the building, a.k.a. Mrs. R&B Herb. What's good,
what's
Fire?
What's going on, Diamond? I'm good. I'm good. So I'm Diamond here from another female perspective, okay, because I have a whole bunch of niggas on the line so far. So what's your opinion on how do you know that you are a side joint, and have you ever been a side joint?
You're a side joint when every time you call him and he never answers, but he calls you back on the late night wanting to get up and y'all going to a hotel or in the car or something, but you ain't going to his house at all. You won't be seen in public with him at all. That's how you know you're a side joint. And yes, I have been a side joint. Didn't like that too much at all. You know, it had its good and its bad. I didn't like sleeping at, you know, being alone at night. But, you know, nah, I'm good, you know, doing the married life. I love the married life. It's going well. No side joints right. Nowhere.
I'm not a side. Listen.
Go ahead. I want to give a shout-out to my motherfucking sister, Charlie Kane, doing her motherfucking thing in Atlanta.
She is. I've seen her.
I'm fucking with that. Shout-out to my brother, Jay Skeezy, out there in Atlanta, too. They down there holding it down. Fire, I was trying to send you this song. It's a killer collab. It got, of course, my husband, R&B Herb, Jay Skeezy out in Atlanta, and my motherfucking cousin from Brooklyn, New York, representing my hometown, Stretcher. The song could have been love. I was trying to send it to you, but it was too late. It's been so busy for us. It's crazy. Yeah.
Why Jay Skeezy
send it? Next week you want to have it.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's all the way in Atlanta. We out here in Jersey, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Email goes everywhere. Come on, Jay Skeezy, get on the job. Right? All right. Well, that's cool. I mean, hey, next week we'll get it in next week.
Yeah, next week definitely. It's a hot track. It is. It's real hot. You know, you got 3 different cities on there doing their thing. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. So, is he coming on? Is he gonna talk about the situation that what you call it, or no, we can't talk about it.
He's making that bread, so I'm not sure if he's going to call or not. He might surprise
you. Okay, so can you talk about it or no?
Can I talk about what? About
him going to, did he go to the, did he go to the Voice? Yeah.
No, the Voice is this Sunday, the 28th. He has his extravaganza. The 27th out in Wildwood, New Jersey, Club Stardust.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot of R&B acts, you know, the flyers, they're promoting it real crazy. It's going to be a crazy night, yeah. You got to come through. If you're going to be in Wildwood, New Jersey, if not, take that drive out there because you will not be disappointed at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
As soon as we leave there, we're going to hop on the parkway and head straight to New York. So we could be out there early because it's going to be a lot of motherfuckers out there.
That's for sure. I thought it was already there. Oh, okay, well, that's for sure. There's a lot of stuff going on the 20th. Okay.
Yeah. All right,
cool.
And we definitely going to be like, at this showcase, August 2nd, of course, we'll be there in the building. The whole takeover will be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to what you call it? He be hitting me up now. The one with the drugs.
Black Zeus.
Black Zeus. Yeah. He be like, "Fire, what up?" I'm like, "Okay, what's up?" Yeah, so shout out to the whole Takeover Inc. Shout out to them. All right, so you got anything else? Got any shows or whatever coming up besides those that you want to let anybody know about?
We just been taking it easy. You know, he's getting ready for that. We both been working. We about to move into our house. We just got a brand new house. We move in August 1st. So it's just so much going on. We just trying to do so much right now.
Yeah, I hate moving. That's enough.
Gosh, packing is the worst. Packing and unpacking is the worst.
Well, see, I'm a good packer. I just throw everything up, like, you know, I don't be caring. I just throw it all in a box, except for the glasses. I'm the worst packer, but I get it moving. I can move my whole house in a day. I really need it.
That's not me. I don't even know where to start at, for real. Like, I'm just sitting here looking around my crib, like, damn, what am I going to start at? Like, I'm going to need this next day. I can't pack this right now. You know, it's just crazy.
Yo, I would throw shit in a box so fast. I'm the best. You need me to pack, I'll come over there and pack. I'll just throw it. But see, I'm good, though, because at least I organize the mess. I'll have boxes all over, but I'll still have it organized. Like, this is all kitchen, you know, but it'll all be all fucked up in the back.
But
all right. All right, so I know we about to get into one of your tricks. I know we were talking about Envy Me. I'm looking for that joint. Oh, there it is. All right, so go ahead and introduce it for me, babe.
All right, well, let me give you all my husband's info first.
You can hit him up,
R&B Irv, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can hit up his Gmail, rnbirv27@gmail.com. He's out on SoundCloud, SoundClick, Reverb Nation. He's all over. But, Fire, we're going to get into this track. It's called Envy Me. My husband's not just an R&B singer. He also raps. He do his motherfucking thing. Fire, drop that hot shit.
You already know, man.
Let's get it.
Like you see.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. How do you know that you are a side joint? And have you ever been a side joint? Okay, that is the topic for tonight, all right? Y'all can always comment on my Twitter or Instagram or whatever the case is, all right? Let me give a couple more shout-outs really quick. Shout out to Miss Sherry on Instagram. Poppy got him. Gotti, I'm sorry. Drop Man 2030. Devoted Nitty. Also Nico 609 and Steph 210. And also what is this? Two on Live. And currently Division and Trey 236. No, what is this? Trey 23T, I'm sorry. And Queen Christy, Lord. All right, and shout out to B. Dot Holla. She was also a guest last week, so shout out to her. She actually hit the Instagram up, all right? So I'll give a couple more shout-outs a little later. Like I said, tonight's topic is, how do you know that you are a side joint? We have some really, really good ones that people were saying. I'm going to give you a couple more. One said that when you see, this one I couldn't really understand. He was saying something about I gotta take my mom to church. When you say that you gotta take your mom to church and you gotta it's your turn to usher. I couldn't really get that one, but that's what he kind of said. But anyway, shout out to Russ Campbell and Philly TV, aka Nard. All right, for those that don't know, Backcave Nard. He said, when I only call you at night. So that's like, I guess, everybody's number one pick, when I call you at night. All right. And I got a few more I got to run down, but I'll get back to those in a little bit later. So anyway, check out the website, airitoutradio.net. And for those that's on the line chilling, please be patient, especially the newbies that's tuning in. I will definitely get to you, so just hold your draws. Hold your draws, okay? I know it's hot and everything, and I know you want to take them off, but just hold them on, okay? Hold them on. All right, so we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to 2353, Air It Out Radio.
What up, Fire?
What up, what up?
What's up? This is Poetry and Lyrics, and no, I have never been nobody's side nothing. But I can tell you how a man should know that he's somebody's side something. Like,
okay.
I don't just snatch side joints from nowhere. There's, you know, in my younger days, they were probably my boyfriends that wind up being side joints. Like, the moment I stop letting you talk to my mother and you can no longer be in her presence, because that's like my best friend. That's how you know you're the side joint, because obviously she done met somebody else and she can no longer see your damn face.
Oh.
Either that, or I'm going to turn my phone off every time I walk in your presence and you will never come to my house.
Oh, wow. She said you would never come to my house.
Ever. Like, I see you on the
Ever.
Street, straight walk past. Text you later, like, oh, you look nice today.
Yes. You got to know when you're a side joint. Some people don't, but let me tell you this. A lot of people just don't know that they're a side joint.
A lot of people don't know they're side joints. And those people also have people in their life and don't realize that those people have side joints. Like, when you're a side joint and you get into a real relationship, you'll never know when you're being cheated on because you're that naive.
Yeah. That's true. And that's not true about the guys that don't bring their girl to the crib and don't bring their car. Because somebody had made a comment about you don't bring your car over to the side joint house or whatever. I've had dudes that had girls and I was the side joint. They would come over to my crib with the girl car. I would come over to their crib.
But
to their crib.
See the difference between that.
They don't care. Yeah, they don't care.
That's a dude that just simply has no respect
for
the female he's with.
Just,
like, she's a berber.
Yeah,
he could tell her to go stand in the corner and she'll do it. Like, you feel me? Some chicks allow their man to put them on timeout. Those are those type of females. Like, I can't handle that type of stuff. Like, I think like a nigga too much. I'll make you my side joint before I allow you to make me your side anything.
Yeah. And you can't say that about when I turn your phone off, because I've been, like I said, I've been a side joint and I'll be like, looking all at the phone like, you better hang that bitch up. You with me, nigga.
They dumb, because in my younger days, I used to leave my phone right in the car.
I was just sick. Oh, wow.
I was young. I didn't care. I had no remorse because niggas have no remorse. I'm grown now. You know, I love my husband. I'm extra faithful to my man. But in my younger days, those niggas didn't deserve faith. They didn't get it.
He didn't deserve it. I like that. I like that.
Exactly.
It was practice for me to meet
my real husband, a real man, you know. That is what it is.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so what's going on with Poe?
Man, I've just been working on my album, and I have shows coming up. Like August 8th, I'll be at the Wire Beans Cafe for their 100th anniversary premiere of my new songs that I'll be doing. On the September the 2nd, I'll be doing the Kentucky Renaissance Affair in Atlantic City. September the 28th, I'll be in Atlantic City at Kelsey and Kim's performing for them. I think that's also a Renaissance event. So I'm just booking my shows right now and working on my album. That's basically it.
Okay.
And supporting my husband. Like, you know what?
We finally got
whatever Aaron
out
sings, my husband, I'll be there.
Uh-oh. Well, as we assume, we know you're going to be there anyway, so, you know.
Yes.
Okay.
The round table's always in the building. As the first lady, you know I'm in the building.
The first lady. There you go. I like that. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got some music in here. Finally, it took, like, forever.
Well, a lot has been happening in the world, and I just felt as though nobody was speaking on it, so I had to. Sometimes we need the conscience when we just wake up.
Right. Yeah. That happens sometimes. That happens sometimes. Sometimes you got to take your time and, you know, just, you know, get it together, and I get it, you know. So, you got the show. Are you still hosting the other thing or no?
No, we actually stopped that, I think, until the winter time. Like, that's when we'll bring the spices back. Because right now we're all doing a lot. Like, I have to be able to support my husband. I have to still be able to promote myself and continue working on the projects that I'm working on because I still have another book coming out. You know, so I have to stay focused and be able to do everything. I don't like limiting myself.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to limit yourself. Do it all if you can. Do it all. That's how you guys doing. Shout out to all the females, man. Like, it's hard in this business with these fucking niggas. Like, we got to elbow them all the way. Like, it's crazy. But shout out to the females.
Absolutely. You got to devo your way in.
Yeah, like, for real. It's really, really hard. And then when you do whatever, then you're being a bitch. It's like, yo, I'm not being a bitch. It's just, I want it this way. You know? I want it that way, and that's the way it is. So, and then you automatically a bitch. But it's cool. So,
well, I'm a diva, so it's okay for me
diva?
To be a bitch because I'm a diva. Yep.
Yeah, well, I'm a boss, and I just be like, take it as it is. So, you know, y'all don't like it, well,
exactly.
Don't do me. That's just how I look at it, but, you know. Shout out to all the niggas, but y'all know who y'all are. Y'all know what y'all do. But anyway, okay, so, all right, I know you got your Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. You want to break it down for them?
Yes. Poetry and Lyrics, that's A-N-N-E, Lyrics with an X, not a C-S. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, Instagram. You can Google me, YouTube. I'm everywhere. All you got to do, Poetry and Lyrics, Roundtable. We're there.
She said we're there. I know that's right. We got to start getting
that's
some
right.
more of the other, you know, the other people on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we can hear some of them. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce your joint. I know this is finally, right? Finally.
Yeah, I'm going to introduce my new single. It's called Stand Your Ground. This is to consciously just wake up everybody. It's not always about fun. Sometimes you really have to pay attention to what's going on around you. Stand Your Ground. Fire play that.
Stand your ground.
Stand your ground.
The good die young, and the kind-hearted are tortured for fun, while murderers, rapists, pedophiles, and racists face empty firing squads without guns, allowing them to harass, stalk, defile, and decapitate our daughters and sons. Zimmerman was only one among many. Spooner, another racist that wants you to take pity, Yet for Darius Simmons, he had no sympathy, nor compassion. Both men show no remorse for their actions. I charge this country with treason towards its citizens. Even had the audacity to amend our amendments. How are they helping us by taking away the very rights that were made to protect us? Can't be mad at them when we ain't even defending each other. My president is black, but he ain't even making a real stand for his brothers. Don't tell me that I'm hating, because I too use my vote for Obama. May God bless the family of Mr. Lawrence for forcing their story on the world from London. Yet we have allowed the news and justice to overlook the memory of our very own neighbors and loved ones. The Gen 6 sitting in jail for demanding respect. R.I.P. to Mr. James Byrd, was dragged from the back of a truck until his face could not be recollected. From 2000 until now, over 96 race-related deaths, I know. I have an ugly habit of stating the facts. It's funny how the stand your ground rule doesn't apply to women going through domestic violence. They say shots fired, but it's an unarmed 17-year-old named Derek Mack, gunned down by police. Is this supposed to make us feel safe? Innocent bodies lying in our streets. 12-year-olds committing suicide like life is just as hard for them as it is for me. You and your little homies need to open your eyes and stop pretending to be sleep. Or 100 years from today, our race will end up back in those chains. Like they need to whip the sift back into our brains. Freedom is a constant fight in order for equality to be maintained. We need to set aside our petty differences and take a stand.
Airdoll Radio with that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airdollradio.net, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk to abroad. All right, everything, Airdoll Radio, and also Fire Chick, F-I-Y-A, Chick with the K at the end. All right, shout out to all the newbies that's tuning in and chilling on the line. I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 6084.
Yo.
Hello? What's up? What's up?
What's up? Fire, it's your boy VIP.
VIP.
Yeah, VIP the Dawn Vibe. We out here in the land turning up.
I like that name. It's dope. I mean, do you have it abbreviated? Does it mean something? Like,
oh, yeah. I got a VIP from one of my homies named Velas. He actually, he was Swanky Music up there. In the city, in New York, they call me Viper Blanco, VIP the Dawn Vipe for short.
Oh, okay. Yeah. VIP is better. VIP is better. I like that.
Yeah.
Though. I like that. Okay. All right. So tonight's topic is. All right. How do you know you a side joint? Have you ever been a side joint?
I wouldn't say I've been one. If I have, I mean, they covered it up pretty damn good. But I would say you were side joint when delays start occurring in a so called active relationship.
Okay, break that down.
I said break it down when delays start occurring. Like, let's say. You can't reach the person that you're supposed to be in a relationship with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right, so
you're waiting a little too long for simple things to happen.
Okay, I got you. All right. Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. I don't know. I've dealt with a lot of niggas that's just late all the goddamn time. I could be with them, and they'll make us late. So... I don't know. That might not, you know what I mean? He might just be a late
nigga. I mean, that's that nigga. That's him.
That's that nigga, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so what's going on with VIP?
I mean, everything going good right now. We just trying to eat out here. Shout out to boy Skeezy. You know what I mean? I rocks with that boy. I make moves with him.
Skeezy.
Out here in Atlanta, it's just, you know, it's a lot of talent out here. I've been messing with that boy King Malachi and Trav. King Malachi from the Dungeon Family. They've been really schooling me on my sound, trying to get me right, telling me how I should be looking at the game and all that. My brother Blizz, he fresh out the feds. He out here rocking. He turning up. He trying to hold the family down and shit, you know. Yeah, then we just really trying to prepare for the future, you know, try to take over something.
I know that's right. As you should, as you should. You know, it don't hurt. You got to give at least try anyway. You know what I mean? At least try.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
When you don't try, that's the sad part. When you don't try, ugh. Okay. So that's so embarrassing when a person doesn't try and you know they got the potential. Like, it's just so sad.
Yeah.
It's so sad. Okay, so you got anything else you want to let everybody know about?
Not right now. I really want to get into the music. This is my first time calling up here. I actually been on the show before. But
you said not fuck all that. Just get to my shit. You know what I mean? You ain't got time.
That's all beneficial. Jay Skeezy.
Hold on.
And Charlie Kane. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was on that
joint. Like, she on here deep. Like, she's
turned
out.
She represents.
I know. I said, like, the Instagram is nutty over there on the air.peach. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a little Instagram, too. I'm trying to rock heavy on these. Catch me, VIP_access.
VIP access. Yeah, you got some hype names. Okay, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a dope name, though. I should have thought about that.
Yo,
VIP,
yo, you know
fire.
What? Actually,
fire.
I'm coming out with a mixtape soon, too. And the title of it, it fits you. It's called Playing With Fire.
Playing With Fire. Ooh, I like that.
Playing With Fire.
Okay. I'm going to just start jacking people names, like, you know, Ice Cube, Big, jacking for beats. I'm going to just start jacking people names. You know what I mean? Just stealing them. Stuff. The ones that I like. You know what I mean? So I might be like VIP Fire or some shit. Like, you know, I'll break it down.
You might as well.
Jack of people's names.
All right,
so go ahead and introduce your track
for me, babe. All right, we're going to hit him with that AMPM featuring my homeboy, Jay Skeezy. You know what I mean? He's certified. I'm certified. We out here doing what we do. Turn up for your city. Turn up for my city, upstate New York, ATL. What's good?
Party on the east side.
It is.
Party on the west side.
Yes, it is.
I heard the whole city get high.
Yeah.
Talking about this A-A-M-P-M-A-A-M-P-M-A-A-M-P-M-A-A-M-P-M-A. I wave my middle finger high, hater. Should I call that speaking sign language? I put your girl up in a motherfucking triangle. I'm about to roll a loose leaf like it's fine paper. Young nigga, I be chillin' on my low ski. I can call a new bitch or hit an old freak. One man army, bitch, I'm a whole fleet. And all my niggas cat dance at their own dream. Hit the party like that nigga walking green screen. I'm in a different zone, an unseen scene. Bitch, that's the Hall of Mirrors. All I see is me. Shout out to Isolated.
Yeah.
Baby, I'm VIP. We chillin' like a glacier. Turns cool into a cube inside a ice tray. Cause this shit heavy sub-zero talking DVD shit. Just before designer, untouched, ain't the remix. Usually they out of order, got a broken sequence. Tweakin', we metronome and beat them. Turn up like the weekend. No love for a hater, hope I never see you later. About to find where the party gon' be. Cause I'm hearing it's a motherfuckin' party on the east side.
It is.
Party on the west side.
Yes, it is.
I heard the whole city get loud.
Yeah.
Talking about this
I be poppin' any time of the day, and I rip that red clay. ACLA, NCA. If you lookin' for the party, you know where to find it. It's like the perfect climate. The sun is always shining with the right environment. The hustlers be out to grindin'. From AMPM outside. We don't need them five fingers to my haters, they can't see. Him, we keep you live all the time. In the streets, my nigga. Have a meal, have a chillin', have a seat, my nigga. Going in, RIP to this beat, my nigga. 720 day, how slow can you be, my nigga? Only 100 camps an ounce, with Charlie, let me plug you in. I'm the man on my side, go around and ask a friend. We so beneficial, and we get it from the ground up. Tell them get they muscle up, like niggas, we lift them up. Let it spark, we don't play. I'm talking about that gunplay. The best thing you should do is say that drama for a Monday. And take your ass to church, nigga, like an Easter Sunday. On the east side, you can really make it any kind of party.
Party on the east side.
It is.
Party on the west side.
Yes, it is.
I heard the whole city get loud. Yeah. Talking about it, say,
Radio with that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk to me. And also, do not forget to check out the website, airitoutradio.net, and go into the about section and leave me a comment. Leave me some ideas. Leave me some, talk to me out. I don't care. Promote your stuff that you need to promote. And, you know, boom. You know, slide down and see what else, you know, who else you might know. And make sure y'all follow each other on Twitter, man. You know what I'm saying? Because Air It Out Radio is about networking and promoting. It's not about just getting on and doing your thing. Always listening to some of the shows because you never know. You might pick a show that you might like and you might have didn't hear about it or whatever the case is. So you never know. Also, too, I actually tweeted and text about, no, I not text, Facebook. About this Sprite competition. I don't know if any of y'all was paying attention to my stuff. I do post other things that doesn't concern me sometimes if I see if it's a good opportunity for people. So definitely, I think today was the last day for it. But BET was having this Sprite competition or whatever, and I think you had to do a 16 or something like that. I'll post it again for those that's interested. It might actually be too late by the time, you know what I mean? So it kind of might be pointless. But anyway, if I have enough time, I'll post it. It might be a little too late anyway. But anyway, go to my Facebook and check it out. It's on one of the pages, and the info is there, all right? Or go to BET, you know, .com, and I'm quite sure it's there, / Sprite competition or whatever the case is, all right? So anyway, for those that do not know, August the 2nd is the Air It Out Radio Tour and also the auditions for to open up for Nelly and Murphy Lee. Everything is paid for, hotel, travel, meet and greet, food, all that is in that little package. And it is $150 to get in, and it's $10 to get in the club, Coliseum. Another DJ, Sherry, she's going to be hosting that event. Well, not hosting, but DJing the event. And shout out to my girl, oh my God, MC Thief. She actually made it to the Apollo, which I'm super duper happy about. So shout out to her. I'm excited. And those that don't know that went to the Air It Out Tour, she was the one that was helping me sign people up. She's a little older lady, but she does old school hip hop. And shout out to her. And also too, fingers crossed, y'all, I might have this Air It Out About That Life Tour audition with Dougie Fresh. So cross y'all fingers. Cross y'all fingers for that one. All right. I'm definitely going to be praying on that one. All right. I got a nice little connect that knows his people really, really well. So, you know, we're talking about that. So, you know, God is good. God is good. Or whoever you praise is good. Okay. I don't want no angry tweets. All right. So, anyway, I'm going to keep the lines moving. I'm going to go to 1080 Air It Out Radio.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? What's this?
Not much. It's Chrissy. Just calling to request a song.
Chrissy, what up? Listen, tonight's topic is, I want you to answer the question really quick. Do you know anything about Cy Jones? You sound kind of young, so I don't know. You sound kind of young. Right. You know anything about Cy Jones?
Well, you know, your man decides, or you're the side job for your man if he's coming home late hours of the night, not inviting you to family get-togethers and stuff like that.
Good point. That's right. Not inviting you to stuff is a good one right there. All right. Have you ever been a side job?
Well, yeah, it happened, but done now. So.
Yeah, you cut it short, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't play that, right? Us girls be like, All right, I know you wanna promote your man or your friend. Is he a man or is he? Well, I forgot which one is it. Is he a man or he just
his friend? Just friends.
Or he a side joint? No. I didn't like when you let up, but y'all all out there like that. Rando. But if you want to let it loose, let it, this is air it out. So why not? You know what I mean? Perfect place.
Nah.
Shout out to Empire. I'm going to get him because he ain't come on yet. Like, no, I guess he did. He came on last week, I think. I threatened him.
I know we came on last week, though.
Yeah, I was threatening him, and I was like, yeah, fuck Empire. No, I'm just kidding. I ain't say that. But you know how when you start mentioning it, why he ain't come on, eventually they come on, like, oh, okay, let me come on here if she cuts me out again or whatever. Give him his info and all that, his Twitter.
Yeah, I got his Facebook's Kyle Lechner.
Damn, he put his government out there?
Yep.
Oh,
he's going to yell at me. We don't know how to pronounce his last name right, but,
Right.
his Twitter, the real_empire. Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Your coach got it together over there. Look, she's like the real_. That's what the hell on this damn pack, y'all. Go ahead. What's the Instagram?
The real empire. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. All right, shout out to your coach back there. Yeah, she doing well.
Yeah.
All right. She's like, okay, now tell her this. All right,
it happens, yeah.
Right? Hey,
her voice is
kind of
gone, so I'm trying to do this for her.
All right. So go ahead and introduce it for me.
All right. This is the Empire. If you want it, come get it.
There it is. Air it out radio.
Empire and the nitwit. Empire and the nitwit. You know what it is, cutthroats. Something new, Y'all want to come get it. Early. If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. All my niggas is with it.
Got my fitted down. No. Got my motherfucking pedal to the flow.
If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. All my niggas is with it.
Got my fitted down. No. Got my motherfucking pedal to the flow. And I be riding through the city with my system bumping loud. Everybody hear the music. Everybody coming out.
Now.
Summertime flow. Make the ladies run around. I can take them real high. Then I gotta shut it down. Everybody start jumping. Everybody start rocking. I don't drink, but the bottle's still popping. Still stopping in the studio till I see a mill, bitch. Rappers try to kill the game, but actually they killed it. So I'm here to bring it back. Where my team at? Pure white coke through Pro Tools. I don't need crack. This is my life, fuck you when you feedback. Cause where I'm from, there been a lot of rest in peace tats. Grew up on an island, wildin' since a young buck. Two fingers in the air, I ain't giving one fuck. Two bitches by my side, but I ain't giving one up. I'm just kidding, had to throw them in a dump truck. They all trash, bright future, dark past. I'm riding with no brakes, hope the car don't crash. Don't ask shit that you don't want an answer to. Life is like a microphone, just watch out who you pass. And I haven't made a dime off rap, but every bar that I spit is like a flip. I'm trying to grind off that. Every line is crack. I got something for your nose and your ears and your mouth. When you hear this, better shout.
If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. All my niggas is with it.
Got my fitted down. No. Got my motherfucking pedal to the flow.
If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. All my niggas is with it.
Got my fitted down. No. Got my motherfucking pedal to the flow.
They want your heart again, no problem. I do that right, fella. Been waiting to excel to get my groove back like Stella. Now I got my groove back. It's like move back, fella. So hot a crowd full of ghosts. Couldn't boo that fella. No wilder than most. Just as do that fella. Cause head to head for the bread, I'ma do that fella. Watch me do that fella. Black and blue that fella. Till he collapse in the rematch. Rocky do that fella. Keep the eye of the tiger. I'ma tank in the wall. That push that old man till we die. Club a ring in the ball. Study my flow. Know my rap is like I'm training the ball. Cause I blow smoke and ride a track like it's a train in the ball. Two sides, two souls, two brains in the ball. Dark
life, but in the life, Bruce Wayne and the boss. Carry the heat off by myself, you waiting the boss. Now my team call me the king, it's James and the boss. If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. All my niggas is with it.
Got my fitted down, low. Got my motherfucking pedal to the flow.
If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. All my niggas is with it.
Got my fitted down, low. Got my motherfucking pedal to the flow.
You're listening to Air It Out Radio, hosted by That Chick Fire, here at www.airitoutradio.net.
Air It Out Radio is Savage Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Shout out to everybody that's still on the line, waiting and chilling and being patient. So I didn't get no angry tweets, so I guess we're good. All right, so also, too, I did send a tweet out. So this is to get a free slot on the auditions to open up for Nelly, August the 2nd. So the first person that tweets 10 to 10 different people that tweet, I'm going to retweet everybody's stuff, and then I'm going to calculate it all at the end. I probably won't get a chance to announce it on the show because it does take a little time. I've seen a lot of people tweeting. Some people were tweeting the wrong stuff. So I just want to make sure, you know, I'll be fair and make sure I look at everything correctly because it's hard to do it while I'm on the show. So, all right. Like I said, the person is going to get a free slot. That means that they are getting the $150 waived. Okay? I said the $150, not the $10 to get in. Okay? Just want to let y'all know. Shout out to Club Coliseum. All right. We'll be there August the 2nd. All right. And for the Air It Out Radio Tour, first, 1 to 7. And then at night, we're going to rock it out from 9 to 2. All right? I'm going to be so freaking tired. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to be done. I probably need like a whole 2 weeks off from Air It Out Radio. I know that y'all probably going to cuss me out. But anyway, also, too, the winner also gets from the Air It Out Radio Tour and also the About That Life auditions, you get 2 hours at Sound Gallery Studios. Okay? And, it's $30 an hour if y'all just want to call up and get some work in right now. I'll put the number up, and I'll tell it to you right now, 215-600-8066. They got an easy number, so shout out to them. And you'll see me posting it on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff. So if y'all need to hit up with y'all, make sure y'all do that, all right? Shout out to everybody that's going to the Coast to Coast. Shout out to them because I actually spoke with them today. About some events, some future stuff coming up. So look forward to that. Maybe I could try to get with them and give a Coast to Coast on some things. And they sound like they was with it. So shout out to Lil Fat and all that good stuff. All right. So Coast to Coast will be here on the 20, I think it was 27th or the 28th or whatever. I don't have it right in front of me. But shout out to them. And because they come down every once in a while. And also they have the tour. So if y'all don't mess with me, at least go to them. Because at least I know y'all are going to get something that y'all supposed to get. Because some of these people don't be doing what they're supposed to do with these events and stuff. All right, so anyway, tonight's topic is, all right, how do you know you are a side joint? We had some really, really good stuff. All right, somebody said something about the pigs. I was starting to say that too, Dorn. All right, and somebody else also said, Waiting to Exhale said, when you get pigs, when your side joint starts deleting, when you delete all your side joints tweet, you know, the pictures and stuff, sorry. So when your side joint is tweeting and, you know, tweeting you, or if they're sitting there, you know, liking all your shit, you delete all that shit, you know, so your other girl don't see it. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a real good one. So, starting to hear anything else y'all got to say. Shout out to everybody that's on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to... I'm going to go to 0325.
Yes, I'm right here. What's going on, baby? Fire, what's happening with you?
I'm good. Everybody know who you are.
Hey, you got to know who it is. I told you, I can be patient all day long. I don't have no problem with it. You know what it is.
That's what's up. Okay. Well, everybody know who you are. Because you're new to the show.
Okay.
So
Yeah, let me introduce myself. Representing BMMG, Grim Money Music Group, Bass Assassin. Shout out to Coley on the Don. Shout out to Maserati DB Gang. Shout out to Fatso Brim. And of course, nobody else can be more important than, of course, in the camp. Dean Deniza, oh. I'm Ann Smith, a.k.a. Nene. Holla, baby. It is what we in. That's right. Hi. Nene right here on the line with me. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man.
Major moves on the 215. This is what we do. Okay. About your topic. So we can start it off there. Your topic.
Uh-oh.
You know when you're aside, you're on when. The question answers yourself. You are aside, John. If you get called late at night on all the other stuff that everybody was saying, you know you was a side joint. If you know about it, if you know the answer, ask that question, you was a side joint. People who say they don't know what a side joint is, you lying, you fraudin', you a side joint. If you say you ain't never been a side joint, that's bullshit, you a side joint. But people running around talking like they really innocent and they got it all right, and they had everything good in life, stop lying. You was a side joint.
You was a side joint.
If your man takes you to his family member's house and can't take you to his own, bitch, you was a side joint. If you don't understand what I'm saying right now, you acting like that you can't understand it, you hate me for saying it, guess what? Stop lying to yourself, damn it. I don't care if you're a nigga. I don't care if you're a bitch. I don't care what you are. You're a side joint. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? I heard my brother over inside the other house, the other part of the house, agreeing with me. Shout out, Grind, a.k.a. Grind Him Up. Yes. Arm and Hammer Gang. Stan Cannon. What's up, Stan, man? Hi, baby. Yes. This is what we do. We tell the truth.
Okay, so what's going on? What's going on with the music with you and the whole, you know, situation?
Hey, look, it's been a long time coming. A lot of people been hearing my name for the longest. I've been doing a lot of things, a lot of stuff behind the scenes. Right now, Grim Money Music Group is making a major move. We're doing major things with major hitters, big hitters.
Now wait a minute, are you
saying
you blood? Are you saying blood money?
Grim Money Music.
Oh, Brim.
B-R-I-M.
Oh,
Brim Money.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
I thought you were saying blood. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Don't worry about it. The captain of the crew is Fatso Brim. Shout out Big Fat Tony. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Any other questions you
want
to ask me?
Yeah, I want to ask you. Okay. So what's going on with the CD? Like, is it the CD or mixtape? What is that? What is it? What's the title?
Every last one of us are working on our own albums. We also working on a collaboration. Right now, we got a lot of things happening. Maserati V is shooting an actual video right now. You know, different segments right now. He's doing something up on 63rd Knoxville, which he'll be doing another shooting for. It's going to be dedicated to the Trayvon Martin situation that's happening out here. A lot of people not feeling it. A lot of people not digging what this Zimmerman man is getting away with. You know what I mean? The whole world going to understand that. So it's going to be an uproar. So if it's going to be an uproar, let's go ahead and speak our mind about it instead of going out here and doing something to the next person. Because as far as I'm concerned, this is Zimmerman on every block. This is Zimmerman everywhere you cut the corner right here in Philly. So let's not just keep it on one person. Let's keep it real and stop the nonsense where you live and stop focusing on one thing.
Okay.
But as far as what we're doing, it's a positive thing. You can bullshit with rap if you want. This is hip-hop. I'm a hip-hop artist. My thing is to make content. My thing is to go out here and speak my mind. It doesn't matter what it is. But if I speak about it, it's because I've done it. I'm not somebody for it, and I'm not somebody that's going to sit up here and talk about something I don't know. I'm going to speak about what I've done. I'm going to speak about what I've lived. And that's it, and that's all. That's what we're going to do. This is what we are all about. Keeping it 100 all the time.
Do you got any shows or whatever coming up?
Nene, what we got?
We have shows coming up in the making. But basically, to follow Bass Twitter, follow him on Facebook, and you'll see like upcoming shows like that.
Speaking of Facebook, you can catch me on Facebook at Bass.TheSyndicate. Or you can catch me on Twitter at BazzAssassin1, that being the number one. You can catch me on Instagram at BazzAssassin. All the same. There's no way you can't find me. I'm everywhere.
Okay. All right, there it is. All right, so I know we got a track. I don't have that track in here. I have, what is it, Syndicated 215 Far Away. That's the one that's in here.
You got Far Away. Okay, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
That is like, that's actually one of my favorites. It was a classic that I loved doing, and I actually did it by myself. A lot of people think that I should have done it with, you know, singers and stuff, but the reality is, when I did it, it was my own mind. I was freeing my mind when I spoke it out. I was speaking about regular life, things that I dealt with, you know what I mean, things that I had to put myself through, the regular hood life, the whole nine. Just giving an understanding not only of what it's like on the streets, but giving women an understanding of how they feel when you're around a brother, when you could say, let's get up, let's roll, far away from
here. Right.
You know what I mean? On that note, it is a remake, as far as I'm concerned, of the Kendrick Family Soul Far Away song. Shout out to Kendrick Family Soul 215 as well. So people loved it from the beginning, and they still love it now. I can't agree with you more for actually picking it. That's a good song. So go ahead and let people hear it.
All right, there it is. Air It Out Radio. Dr. D. Smith.
Hold up. Before you do, shout out.
Yeah, shout out to you, Fire. Thank you.
Yeah. Pie holders.
Fast.
You know what it is.
Let's go, we.
We can go.
Far away, far away, far away from here.
Yeah, we can go.
Far away, far away, far away from here.
Unless I confess what it is to be one man, I guess. 32 changes at life at best, my stress level. Hanging on the roof at Devil's Peak, tested by the scholars, even like I'm something unique. I get no rest. I'm only guaranteed a 17-hour day minimum. Before I repress, mannerism may be more or less to your taste. My mental switch is like what it is to dress. As I embrace the cold rush through my flesh, and the ether planes begin to manifest. I'm on another quest in life. Unless I can grab a hold of the reins, it seems it's meant to be. I fold under the pain. Friends and family speak my name like a home phone. This is party line on my mind. It's wasn't homegrown. And every day of this life was spent alone on this hell blown catastrophic danger zone. So let's go
far away from here. Hop in the car and change the gear. Even the stars, it's way too near. You know what I do. I hop in the Jag, hold up a bag, and I get away fast. From here, hop in the car and change the gears. Even the stars is way too near. You know what I do, I hop in the Jag, roll up a bag, and I get away fast.
I got visions of being up in the coupe, top back, pedaling on third gear, coasting 30 the roof. Nickel pack of green Dutches up, back in the boot. Double loose, right turn on Bellevue. Had the chicken coop, scooting in the poppy, tearing damn cute. I turn around, open my eyes, and said, no dispute. She stood there, motionless, hair flinging a loop to a belt loop. Her backbone made a nigga wanna shoot. And I reply, can I get with you for a minute of your time? After that time, seem to become infinite. Now we kicking it on vibes of knowledge and culture. What she likes within her man and how we should approach her. I told her, baby, I'm a soldier. The most that I can do is move ya to my perfect culture. But never mind that. For now, I wanna hide out and ride out. Work them thighs out like a man supposed to. Let's go
far away from here. Hop in the car and change the gear. Even the stars is way too near. You know what I do. I hop in the Jag, roll up a bag, and I get away fast. Let's go far away from here. Hop in the car and change the gears. Even the stars is way too near. You know what I do. I hop in the Jag, roll up a bag, and I get away fast.
We can go far away from here. We on the first thing smoking. I ought to take you there. No choking and no more soaking. You can wipe the tears and the scars away, my dear. Hop in the car and change the gears. Leaving here all alone doesn't hardly make me scared. A dove sack, four Dutches real bad. Pull the movers back, looking at Mars and thinking,
yeah.
Even the stars is way too near. And it's hard to wait for years. So when I'm starving, say your prayers. Niggas know I ain't running. I'm coming to take the food right off your plate, I swear. No one pigeons here, actual fact or bad. Switching gears, mommy, sit back and relax. Where the cruising
a Cadillac, a saddlebag, best believe we handle that.
Hell yeah.
Hear me now as I say this clear. We going
far away from here. Hop in the car and change the gear. Even the stars is way too near. You know what I do, I hop in the Jag, roll up a bag and I get away fast. Let's go far away from here. Hop in the car and change the gears. Even the stars is way too near. You know what I do, I hop in the Jag, roll up a bag and I get away fast. Far away from here, hop in the car and change the gear. Even the stars is way too near. You know what I do, I hop in the Jag, roll up a bag and I get away fast. Let's go far away from here, hop in the car and change the gears. Even the stars is way too near. You know what I do, I hop in the Jag, roll up a bag and I get away fast.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm up there running my mouth. Okay, so check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all talk and all that good stuff. All right, so I'm all unorganized right now. Don't pay me no mind. Shout out to everybody that's on the line. Facebook, Twitter, me, Air It Out Radio, and Fire Chick, F-I-Y-A, Chick with a K at the end. All right, I'm going to keep it moving. Tonight's topic is, how do you know that you are a side joint? Okay, how do you know you're a side joint, huh? So I'm going to go to 4117, Air It Out Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
What's going on?
I can't call it. You got a crazy topic tonight.
Yeah. I hope you got something good to add to it from a female perspective.
I mean, I can tell you how other people are side joints, but I have never been a side joint because I'm a fucking lady. Okay? So
I know, right?
Okay. No, I know for sure. Trust and believe. You know what I'm saying? But of course, you're a side joint when you know you can't spend no holidays with the family. Okay.
Mm.
That's when you know you're the side joint. They come and go when they please, and that's crazy, because the holidays is when you really want somebody, want to be with somebody, but you got to spend your time solo. Because you can't go around the family. So that's when you know you're the side joint.
What happened to the side joint that does have that access? Because I've been the side joint and I have access to the family. So how does that work, Tim? Because I don't know.
There's another name for it, because you can't be the side joint. It has to be another name, because you can't be the side joint and have access to the family. Come on now. That's just not right. You know what I'm saying?
I always thought I was a side joint, but he would always say, "Nah, you the one." But you know, I know he had another chick, so you know, to me, I was a side joint. In my eyes,
right?
But I always had
just a joint.
Damn and everything. Yeah, I was just a joint.
You was just a joint. You know what I'm saying? Y'all adding that side joint. You was just a joint. That's it. That's how I go.
Okay. So is that like the main joint? I'm still confused though, because that's kind of like.
Y'all was just the joint. That's it. Period. No side, no main, no left, no right. Y'all was just the joint. That's it.
Okay. Just the joint, right? I know you want to promote your stuff. You want to let everybody know it's August the 5th, right? Because I was promoting it. I just want to make sure I was getting it right.
That's right, girl. August the 5th. Real Recognized Real Talk Radio with your girl Francella Simmons, Jeff Plain Boys Entertainment, my co-host Lucinda, Child of BP Entertainment. You know, we're trying to do some big things. We got a good show, good lineup coming up. And, you know, Mondays 7 to 9, right before Air Out Radio, so it'll be a great night for everybody. Monday's night, just tune in, 7 to 9 with Real Recognize Real, and then right on over to Air Out Radio. That's how we're doing it.
I know, that's right.
That's how we're doing it. Yes, girl.
So basically, the show is going to be you and her, and, like, what, explain to everybody, like, what is it going to be? Is it hip-hop, all that?
It's
going to
be,
right?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of everything. It's going to be, you know, hip-hop, R&B, spoken word, things that we pretty much have at our showcases. It's going to be a lot of old school and new school coming through, DJs. It's going to be a lot of topics, just like you have your topics now with, you know, being the side on. We're going to have, you know, controversial topics of light skin and brown skin. Also, different things that's going on in the news, in the media, celebrity-wise, as well as the neighborhood-wise. You know, we're going to have some male exotic dancers and female dancers come in, talk about why they in the business, what made them go in the business, you know, show us a little bit what they got. Just a little bit about little everything. What they reading in the news, we're going to try to bring it to you on the radio. That's how we're doing it.
Right. Okay. All right. I like that. I like that. Okay, so I know you have an artist. You got artists that you're pushing, right?
Yeah, yep, I have. I have artists that I'm pushing. I don't know if you got, you know, the last one that I sent you, but, you know, I have
the
artists.
Last one, but I know I got one of them in there. I don't know which one it was. But,
right.
Did we put him? Did we say we was putting on the jet plane or no?
We said we was putting on their Jet Plane Boys.
Okay.
But that's
sure?
Cool. You know,
you
yeah, like, that's cool because I'm gonna call you back. This is a Monday
no,
night thing.
I think I got that one in there. I know I got one of them in here. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but I think the one that I wanted you to play. Yeah,
okay.
It's not there.
It's not in there. Yeah.
Die Before I Do. I think I just probably sent that recently to your email, so you might not even have it. But we gotta play those tracks because Big Boom, he, you know, he's built from a different cloth. The boy is hot, so I definitely want everybody to get to check him out. So, you know, we'll do this thing again, but I do have to ask you to play something for my girl Jody. She's the advocate. This female, she's such a positive, beautiful young lady who's been doing her thing. And if you have it, I don't know what you have it under.
Do I have it?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Yeah, because Joey.
Joey.
The advocate.
Oh, okay. Okay, I seen Joey. Somebody else is calling about Joey too.
Joey is the truth. Yes, this girl is awesome.
Okay.
So
I
if you have
at first, so you have to excuse me. I was like, oh yeah, I got him. So I didn't even know I'm up there thinking it's a boy. So,
yeah.
All right, you watching
her
know
because
of the name.
Yes.
Just the way
you gotta
she
check
spelled
her out before. I had to bring it to one of your events or something because. This girl, she's doing it real big. She's doing it real big. So I don't know what you got in the archives. If you got Bam Bam, Stylin', Like This, Girl
got,
for the Night.
I do got Bam Bam. Somebody was requesting that one, but I don't know. Like you wanna do the other one, Like This? Okay. All right. So go ahead and introduce it for me.
Okay. I want to introduce my girl Joey, the advocate. She's doing some big things out here in Philly as well as New York. She's all over the place. In Cali, she's just trying to do her thing, get her music out there. So everybody check her out. The song is called Like This.
Yeah, one time for me, one time. Don't we want to be like this? Homegirl over there mad cause she thinks she bad but she ain't like me. Respect my swag, I be in my bag. You mad cause you can't ever do it like me. I'ma show off, foolish swag. I'ma show off, foolish swag. I'ma show off, foolish swag. Foolish swag, you mad cause you can't ever do it like this. Like this, like this. And they hating on a chick like this. thinks she bad, but she ain't like me. Respect my swag, I be in my bag. You mad cause you can't never do it like me. I'ma show off, foolish swag. I'ma show off, foolish swag. I'ma show off, foolish swag. Foolish swag, you mad cause you can't never do it like this. Like this, like this. And they hating on a chick like this. Like this, like this. Oh, you mad you ain't do it like this. Like this, like this. Oh, like this, like this, like this. I keep the light pressed like buttons. Girls talk, but you know they ain't saying nothing. It's live for the gossip, I dead the discussion. Still be the girls that the guys wanna cup. Swag, say it all, I ain't even gotta try. Got a bald head, but I still get guys. I'm just me, please show love. But if you don't, that's fine because homegirl over there mad cause she thinks she bad, but she ain't like me. Respect my swag, I be in my bag. You mad cause you can't never do it like me. I'ma show off, foolish swag. I'ma show off, foolish swag. I'ma show off, foolish swag. Foolish swag, you mad cause you can't never do it like this. Like this, like this. And they hating on a chick like this. Like this, like this. Oh, you mad you ain't do it like this.
Air It Out Radio is at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Shout out to my girl, Frangela. And actually, we went to see Tank and Tyrese and Genuine. Yes, it was a good show. Shout out to them. And actually, do you know, Fran, they're going to be on, what you call it tomorrow? I don't know if you want to have time to check them out or whatever. They're going to be on. The Real, the talk show, The Real. I've been checking them out lately, seeing what they pop, see what's going on with them. So they're going to be on The Real to, tomorrow in the morning. But anyway, shout out to my girl, Joey. She got a couple people calling in for us, so, you know, she's making some moves here. We don't have to see about her. She wants to call up the show and see what's going on. I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 5225, Air It Out Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up? What's up? Who's this?
Hey, this is Uncle Shug from Winfield.
Uncle Shug. What up? What up?
Hey, ain't nothing. Ain't nothing. Yeah, yeah. I wanted to comment on that side joint thing that y'all said real fast.
Uh-oh. Okay, go ahead. I know this is going to be a trouble.
Yo, nah. It's just I was on both sides of the spectrum.
Right.
And you know you're a side joint when, I mean, the obvious, the holidays and stuff like that. And another one is you know you're a side joint when you ain't going on vacation with the person. Ain't no Bahamas, Jamaica, Vegas. Nah, you stay home. The main joint gets the holidays. They get the vacation. You know what I mean? And
right.
Also, I knew I was a side joint when all the conversations were generic, when they would never give a gender when they talked about a person. It was always they or them. They wouldn't say he or she or the person's name. It was always a generic joint, like, yeah, I was chilling with them, you know what I mean? And I was like, okay.
Yeah, right?
So, you know, that's how I knew the side thing was happening. And in turn, I had to use that. I was like, oh, okay, I learned from that. You know what I mean? So, that's about it.
You know you're a side joint, too, when you don't get no gifts. Like, they don't really be stingy with the gifts. Real stingy, super stingy.
Right, but you know
I mean,
what?
That'd be me giving, not giving them.
Oh, okay. Some side joints get gifts to keep them happy. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, to show them up, right?
Like, if you a real G and you wanna have more than one side joint, you wanna keep them happy, you gonna be spending some bread. You gonna be putting out some money on some joints. You know what I mean?
I don't care
even if it's just to pay a car note or a mortgage or a light bill or something. You gonna be putting out some money if you gonna have that side joint.
I applaud all y'all guys because I don't see how y'all do it on a financial basis. Because if you got more than one chick and they expensive, especially the Philly girls, shout out to Philly girls, because you know. But you know, you can dig in somebody's pocket like that, like three or four chicks or more.
Listen,
it's too much. It's just
Listen.
Too much.
Especially if you're going out to eat three or four times with three or four different chicks a week, you know what I mean? They ordering drinks, appetizers, and the whole nine yards. You gonna be in your pocket, but trust me.
You ain't never lying, cause let me tell you, I had it all mapped out. I had the dude for breakfast, the dude for lunch, and the dude for dinner. I never cooked until my daughter came along, and I was like, I ain't cooking. I never had to. I always ate out. I always ate good. So shout out to the fellas that you know, kept me rounded.
<laughs> 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 But,
all right, so I know your daughter's name is Joey. So how old is she, first of all? Is she young? She sounds super young.
She's 21, and she's been in the game for a minute. She's been in the game since she was 12. She was actually in a singing group called Remix years ago. But she's been grinding. She's a producer, songwriter.
Oh, wow.
You know, that like this track that you play, she produced that track herself.
Okay.
Videographer, she does her, you know, her own videos and edits them. And, you know, she was a trained dancer. She graduated from the University of the Arts, Kappa, as a dance major. She went to college and she majored in music engineering. So, you know, she plays instruments and stuff like that. She's a well-rounded artist. And, you know, just my job is to get her out there, as much as possible.
So how hard is that for you? Because you dad, you know what I mean? And even though she's 20-something, it's just still like, you know, dudes is coming at her. Like, I mean, how do you
get this
business?
Well, I know it's a business. I stay in my lane, you know what I mean? I'm dad, I'm chauffeur, I'm support system, so... You know, when people coming at her, she's grown. She can handle my daughter. She can handle hers. You know what I mean? I don't ever have to worry about, you know, anything going down. And if it goes down in a wrong type of way while I'm there, I'm going to handle it. But she can handle it. She's very articulate. She's very intelligent. She's extremely savvy. So I don't ever have to worry about her at all. She always makes the best possible choices.
Oh, you are such a sweet dad. Sweet dad. Look, I think you're the first dad that ever called in to request his daughter's track. Usually we get the moms or the aunts or the grandmoms. Like, I've had all that. I don't think I had a dad call in to request his daughter's track.
Oh, wow. I'm happy. I'm the first. I'm a groundbreaker.
Yeah, there you go. Man, I can record. I've been on secure, so like I don't record any of the dads calling it. Yeah, so we got to get more dads in here, you know, requesting stuff. I had somebody's uncle call in one time, but not nobody's dad. So.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, I want to request my nephew. So, all right, so we're going to get into it. You got her Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff? She got any shows coming up?
Actually, she has a show this Saturday at Club Maze, so come out and support. It's this event called the Artist for Artists that she's going to be performing at. I think it's at 319 North 10th Street. And as far as the shows, that's the next one coming up. And her handle is on Twitter is @officialjoey. Her website is @officialjoey.com. So basically, that's about it. You know.
Okay. Yay. So
and she will be there on August the 2nd, shutting it down.
Oh yeah.
Be for your event. Yes. And without event, she's gonna come and I'm gonna be there bringing her and she's gonna shut the thing down, trust me.
She gonna shut the shit down. Is she going to do, which one is she doing? Is she doing a tour? She going to try to win that bread?
I don't know. I think she's going to do both of them. She's going to come for the first one, and, you know, depending on what she sees as far as the talent, she probably going to stay for the second one.
Yeah. I would say, listen, the second and third runner-up, you know, the first runner-up is getting 1,000. The second and third runner-up is getting the slots automatic. So even if they pay for them, you know what I mean, you're getting your money back. So,
okay.
It's a free deal for the second and third runner up. So, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. So, shout out to Joey. I can't wait to see her. And I hope she, you know, do her thing. And we don't have too many R&B singers, so that's, you know, that's a good look.
That's cool.
So, all right, so we're going to get into one of the tracks, and I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce it.
Okay, this is a track by my daughter Joey. J-O-I-E at officialjoey.com. The track is called Bomb Bomb. It's a little reggae thing that she put together. This is for the ladies. It's a shout out for all the ladies for some woman empowerment thing that she did. So this is Joey, Bomb Bomb.
Residing in Philly, my pride I got with me. Y'all never had a lot of me, Mixy. Shout out to NY, y'all the lovers who's with me. I'm just trying to make more of a change than a dollar and pennies. I keep a couple true kids side by side with me. Some of them smoking, they probably get tipsy, but I don't judge them. I just love them because they keep it real with me. Everybody else, they haters, they ain't never feeling me. But it's all good, nomadic, so I make moves. Foolish, so I break rules. Faithful with my spirit, so that means that I am able. But I just stay consistent, do my thing and mind my business. Because even though jealousy exists, so does my level of greatness. The fakeness, I'm around it. I get more shade than Ray-Bans. Hygienic, don't shake hands, believe that. Because people do you dirty, don't worry, this getting tougher than nails. I shout those coins in it, wish the whole thing well. Hell on earth, they ask me how I do it. How can I be denied in the game and still stay committed to it? How can I remain humble, knowing I started a movement? Told the kids to be educated when society's stupid. I'm not heavily influenced, I got the willpower of many men and the hunger for knowledge that of a student. Not for publicity, do I wanna make history? People still be dissing me, but I pursue with dignity and say, they be asking. I told them, no, it's from free. I don't know. I told them, no, it's from free. Yeah. I got that drive, something like a race car. I'm in the game, therefore I play hard. Representing women with visions to make a difference. I paint a picture so vivid, you can see it at a distance. Underestimated wisdom, acquiring the knowledge to hire me in my mission. Contaminated lyrics, my bars be hella sickening. I'm never tripping, never slipping. I don't know, maybe I'm crazy and got some screws missing. I'm still repenting on my past sins, wondering if all of my friends notice my absence. I never ask them, cause I'm tired of the questions. I'm giving you some reasons to approach me for acceptance. Yeah, I learned my lesson, people change like the season. So if you don't know yourself, who else is there to believe in? Every word that I'm speaking is rooted somewhere that's deep in within my humble demeanor. I just know that I am decent. Please don't mistake that for being cocky, but I'm just running it step by step like I'm Rocky. And best believe I'm going far, make no mistake. You know it's been that way ever since my creation. Hey.
Yo, what up, what up? This your boy Shadow Monster. Right now you listening to Air It Out Radio. I said Air It Out Radio with that chick Fire. Come on, Fire. Air It Out. Air It Out.
Wake up.
Air It Out Radio is that chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Okay, Joey, I'll see you. I'm trying to think like she sounds like somebody, and I know people hate that where you be like, you sound like such and such, but her voice is decent. Like, she got a little nice little flow with her. Okay, I'm digging that. Okay. You know what I mean? I'm like proud of y'all. Y'all doing y'all thing. Shout out to all the artists that's gonna come out.
August the 2nd and really do the thing. I'm going to be real with you. Like, I'm going to tell you Air It Out's goal, okay? Air It Out Radio's goal is eventually to go up to 10,000, you know, as far as money goes. Sponsor, now I'm up to 1,000, and I'm sure I can get more if I really, really press the issue, but I'm just taking it slow. But that's my goal, is to go up to 10 grand. Okay, and also too, to get somebody signed. So like, that's the whole purpose of this tour, because you know it kind of gives y'all the opportunity to, you know, open up for a major artist, because some people haven't. Some people have, but it's been here in Philly. You get what I'm saying? Like, y'all haven't really got the whole experience of going outside of Philly, opening up, and not having to worry about nothing. Because a lot of times when people travel, they got to be like, oh, man, I got to pay for a hotel. I got to pay for this. I got to pay for that. So this is an all-free expense paid. Everything is paid for. I will be your designated manager for that day. I'm sorry. It is what it is. But I got to make sure everything is going like clockwork. So you'll have me as your little mini manager for the day, making sure you're in the hotel, the flight, everything is booked straight. So you'll be dealing with me. And then after that, you know, we do the show and you don't have to see me no more. But, you know, I got to make sure everything's on point, because it is my name. And then, you know, of course, I want you to enjoy the show. But everything else, you know, I make sure everything is good to go. So I'll be with you on this trip. So we'll be in the same hotel, not in the same hotel room, but the same hotel. And like I said, it'll be good for the experience. And eventually, you know, hopefully I get somebody signed, because that's my intentions with Air It Out Radio, and that's my main goal. So that's why I'm doing things like this, to really help, you know, artists get a chance to get out there a little bit more. So I hope that, you know, people take advantage of these opportunities and really go far, because I don't know what's going to happen. Y'all might get out there, whoever the winner is, and they say, yo, I want to fight with you. Come to the next tour. Come to the next one. I have no idea. They might like you. They might want to do a track with you. I have no idea. Don't be scared of any of these contests. And the more high-profile name, the more it's going to be. I have something coming up with Kendrick Lamar, and that is not going to be $100. I'm going to tell you right now, because Kendrick is buzzing right now. So just please be aware of that. So I have a lot of things coming up. So, you know, we'll see. And shout out to everybody that's on the line, everybody that fucks with me, everybody that fucks with Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio hats and all that stuff, the Playboy energy drink, that would be at the Air It Out event also too. If y'all want to order something, some hats and stuff, let me know. And I'm gonna get back to the line, because I'm talking too much. I could go on and on. All right, so anyway, we're gonna go to 1910 Air It Out Radio.
What up, what up, what up? This your boy Dante Diesel. Illidale Styles is definitely in effect. Fire! What's good, boo?
I'm good. How are you?
Working hard, you know, doing a lot of promotion right now. You know, we got the show coming up this weekend. I'll be in Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland. Shout out to Baltimore and D.C.
Okay, you leaving me. Ooh.
Yeah.
I
think we talked about this like a month ago, how we was going crisscross this week. But, you know, I'm always there for your events. And I love you so much.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that event, it got, you know, postponed. So we're good. You're not even missing anything.
Oh, okay. So we good then. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
It's on.
I just want to make you feel bad. You know, that's what we do as women. You know?
I know. But, you know, I still love you. You know what I'm saying? Even though you try to make me feel bad, I still love you, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so mm-hmm. You're going to Baltimore.
Yeah, I'll be in 6901, like, it's called, I think, Security Plaza Mall in Baltimore, Windsor, they call it Windsor, Maryland, but it's like Baltimore, Maryland, whatever. But it's a festival out there, man. I got a good spot, like, it's going to be like 8 o'clock at night, so the sun going to be down. You can come out, have a good time. I got my man DJ Freak Nasty coming out to DJ for me.
Oh, what?
I got some dances on deck. Death Circle definitely going to be in the building. Reese Banger, my man True. So, yeah, it's going to be a crazy, I got a nice performance. It's going to be a crazy show. So, like, I, you know, I we performed in D.C. before, but, not in Baltimore, Maryland, so this is going to be a good look. And then it's the festival, so we're going to be on TV. It's going to be all kinds of crazy stuff going on. So definitely check out for the flyer, because I always put it on Instagram, Facebook, and all that. So if you see me on the flyer and you want to come out and support that movement, man, let me know. And if you out there, you know what I mean, vibing with me, let's go have a drink, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a good thing.
Okay. All right. So what's going on with the music?
I got a lot of songs on deck right now. Got a lot of theme songs. I got a lot of DJs playing right now. We just did a video for a song called Bike Life. And that joint is doing crazy numbers with the bike community because it's like a biker song, you know what I mean? And I just did one called Candy Crush. And that joint is stupid. So, you know what I mean? I got so many songs on deck, you know what I mean? And like I said, I'm not doing no more albums, but these singles is just kind of popping right now. So I'm just doing my thing on the music tip. Death Circle definitely got an album, a mixtape that they're working on right now called No Picks. So that's going to be crazy. That'll be out soon. I'm ready to do a collab with my son again. I got some fire in the mix with him. So get ready for my man Top Flaw. Yeah. You know, Top Flaw has been MIA in my camp for a minute, but we're about to do a nice joint. I talked to, you know, me and Garden State Push have been going back and forth, you know what I mean? So I definitely got to get with him and get that working. Shout out to my man Haiti Yacht. We still got that crime wave that's doing crazy numbers with Blog Talk Radio. A lot of stations have been playing that joint. My man Bam Bam, the DJ, he been playing that joint in VA. So we getting spins in various places. It's kind of crazy. So I'm just expanding the brand, you know. I'm still writing the movie and everything, but I'm just expanding the brand outside of Philly. Like I said, VA, Maryland, DC, and regional. You know, trying to. I got some pop down in Florida, and we're doing some stuff for some people in California. So like, I'm just really expanding the brand out, getting people to know the name, knowing that it's deeper than rap. It ain't just about this music, but it's more so like about the entertainment company itself with the videos and the movies and all that. So, you know, we're just grinding right now. Like, it's a lot of work. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. It's a lot of work, but I'm making it happen one day at a time, you know?
Yeah. Nobody said it was gonna be easy.
No, it's definitely not easy. And I'm happy about it because at the end of the day, like, I get to meet all these new different people and they listen to the music. And you'd be surprised, like, what's popping in Philly ain't popping somewhere else. But you can be popping somewhere else and not popping in Philly. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm kind of shocked about that. But I'm kind of happy about it too, because it's like your fan base might not be in one area, but it's in another area. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I sit back and I watch that. You know, and DJ's been telling me that for years. It's like, you know, one DJ won't play, another DJ will, and that you never know
right.
Where your buzz coming from. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. You just never know. That's why I like mess with everybody, because you never know who's gonna be. You never know who's gonna be hot. You know what I mean? Who's the next up? So you just don't know.
No, you just don't know. That's just funny. Like, I started keeping track more and more now of my numbers and stuff like that because you get numbers in different areas, and you're like, damn, I didn't even know people was listening to my track out there, but they actually listening. So you never know, man. You never know. You just got to keep branching out, man. Don't stay in one area. Stay focused with your craft and just keep it moving. And as far as the side joint is concerned,
uh-oh.
For me, if you ain't holding hands, walking down the street, doing that lovey-dovey stuff, yeah, you definitely the side joint, because... You know what I mean? A regular joint ain't going to be doing all that. You know what I mean? So, and then, like, you know, you just, it's not. And then, it, like, when she talking to you and she, like, beating around the bush all the time when you trying to ask her something serious, you decide you. You know what I mean? Like, she evading all your questions and all that. And if she ain't the one pushing marriage, if that ain't the issue for her, you decide you.
Well, the guys don't be pushing marriage either. So which one? I mean, of course, I know you ain't gonna say you like being the side joint, but you know, have you been the side? Well, of course you've been the side joint. Have you had a side joint?
I had a side joint. I had a side joint. I've been the side joint. Like, I mean, okay. I ain't gonna fraud on that. Like, I remember I had this chick, man. She was making way more money than I was. And I was trying to take it to the next level. And she's like, no, be easy. Be easy. And that's how I knew I was a side joint.
Think about how you was a side joint. I know that's right. Especially when we young, we ain't trying to. I had dudes trying to marry me all times a day. I was like, no, I am chilling right now. Get out of here. And it's funny because I'll see them later on down the road. And I was like, God, that could have been me. They all wiped up and everything. I'm like, damn, he was serious about trying to settle down. I'm like, oh, for real? Oh, okay. So, and then some of them, you'd be glad you missed the boat. You'd be like, thank God I missed that one.
Yeah, you know, it's for real, like, the joint that was making more money than me, she's still unhappy and she's still, like, floating, but she's making money. But at the end of the day, money don't buy you happiness. So at the end of the day, I was kind of glad I missed that boat. I mean, I ain't glad I missed the money because she was buying me everything. But at the end of the day, I'm glad I missed that boat, that miserable boat. You know what I'm saying?
You're not your little gold digger.
Yo, well, yo, we could be gold diggers too. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. I get tired of paying for dinner all the time. If you gonna kick out the money for dinner, pay it. You gonna kick out for the movie? You gonna buy me stuff? Let's have it. Like, all right, at the end of the day, I ain't complaining. I ain't gonna sit back and be like, no.
It's like strippers. Like, I don't like them. You know, the dudes, they be little whores. They like, you know, they be coming for money. No, sweating and stuff, sliding all on you and get off me. No, I don't want you. Ew.
Well,
but I mean, it's just like these money grabbers too.
Well, at the end of the day, if you slide me money, I ain't gonna say no. I ain't gonna fraud. As much as a man that I am, at the end of the day, if I ain't got something for the week and you providing that, it's all good. It's all gravy with me. I mean, we live in a new time. Y'all want to be independent. You know what I'm saying? So since y'all want to be independent, independently put money in my motherfucking pocket. That's how I see it.
Right. I ain't gonna front. Like, if you my man, I'll spoil you. I ain't gonna front. Like, I'm like, I'll spoil you to death. Be like, oh, you want that? Go get it. Go get that thing. But you know what? That's just me. I'm a sweetheart, though.
I'll vouch for that. Just for
yeah,
now. I mean,
once you make me mad, then, you know, when you see the true diva or meanness or biatch, as they call it. Yeah.
Even though I'm waiting for my new J's from you, I vouch for that for right now.
What J's?
The J's I told you I wanted.
What J's did you want? What J's you wanted?
I want the new J's. I
still have a gift for you, and I still got your gift card. She was supposed to send me the address like months ago. It's somewhere in my suitcase.
You can hook me up with the J's at the next event. You know what I'm saying? You can tell everybody, hey, I got his J's. He ain't pick up his... I want some J's.
Yeah, he went right into the big joints, didn't he? He ain't take the little tiny stuff.
Yeah, right.
Damn, man, I tell you.
I mean, we can go to the Armani shop, whatever you want to do. You know what I mean? I'm always Armani. Right.
Oh, really? Oh.
Right.
Let me tell you, it ain't no.
No.
You know, I think the most expensive thing I bought somebody was like a jacket for $400. That's all you got out of me. And I was mad because I don't ever buy myself a $400 jacket. So why am I buying you one? I must have been strong, huh?
Right. Well, you know what? I mean, it happens. I mean, we all fall deep sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it happens. That's a whole new
culture.
Yeah,
that's a whole new topic.
Yeah,
what's the most
topic.
Depends on somebody. Yeah, I'm gonna have to write that one down. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Well,
don't forget my
J's. All right. Well, what else that's you got going on? Don't forget your
J's.
Okay.
Right. All right. No.
You
it's
got
like,
anything going on?
This summer, be on the lookout, man. If you see flyers, I'm definitely going to be premiering the movie Change the Beat in the park at the Plateau. That's my new kick now since we got the big screen, HD projector in the screen, and I got some DJs on board that be giving me sound. So We just had a viewing of the Change the Beat movie on my block this weekend. So be on the lookout, because we're definitely going to start promoting that movie real heavy, because a lot of people didn't see it and a lot of people don't have it on DVD. You know what I mean? Because I didn't want people to start bootlegging it before I can make some money off of it. So at the end of the day, we're going to start promoting that real heavy. So Change the Beat movie, you get to see Fire and her tatas, you know what I'm saying, in the summer. So if you see anything about the plaque and the movie being premiered out there, make sure y'all get out there. It's like a drive-in, you know what I'm saying? You're driving with your motorcycle, driving with your car. Come out, check out the movie. You know what I mean? It's free of charge, but I just want everybody to start getting pumped on the movie. And we're doing it different, you know what I'm saying? So we bringing it to the park, you know what I mean? We doing what we do.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
So, yeah, I know when you do the... When you do the movie thing, I know everybody going to be real amped up about this, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, I got so many people calling me, yo, Q, can I get in your movie? Can I get in your next movie? Everybody want to be the star, you know what I'm saying? So I got to really map this out because, you know, everybody can't be the star, but at the end of the day, I'm definitely going to give a lot of people airtime, because a movie opportunity, a lot of people don't get a chance to do stuff like that, you know what I mean? And it's like I said, it's deeper than rap. You know, when you're in a movie, man, and we promote, like, I don't just promote in one area, I promote in a lot of areas, you get a lot of exposure. So it's deeper than your music. At the end of the day, you in a movie, it just brings your self-worth up, you know what I mean? So just stay on the lookout for it, man. The new movie is going to be called Chain, and I'm still, you know, in the midst of writing it right now, trying to get the dialogue together. But I'm definitely going to be looking out for y'all, all the Air It Outers first. I'm definitely looking out for the Air It Outers first, because they the ones that support me. When I come out to the shows, they show love. They don't be on some fraud. You know what I'm saying? If you fraud, you know what I mean? I know you. I see right through you like glass, you know what I'm saying? But people that's definitely down with... But people that's down with the movement, it's a lot of Air It Outers that's really down with the movement, that love what I'm doing, they don't be frauding, you know what I mean? They know I just do this for the love, so at the end of the day, they ain't trying to say, yo, he ain't this and he ain't that. They want some love, so at the end of the day, that's what I'm looking out for first, you know what I'm saying? So if you ain't on that love tip, you know, I really don't respect you, what you're doing, but at the end of the day, I'm going to be looking out for those who respect what I'm doing, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
Okay. All right, there it is. All right, so I know we're going to get into one of these tracks. And
all right, so, well, you know, I told you, like, we got this new joint called Candy Crush, and I'm going to give a shout-out to this chick that I knew for a long time that got on the track, man. Her name is Blanche Monroe, man. She is a thorough chick, you know what I'm saying? I don't get too many female features. I was supposed to get one with Laz Donna, but she's been on hiatus for a minute, but she's still my girl. But I got this one was called Blanche Monroe. It's called Candy Crush. So if you're familiar with the game, you know what I'm saying, we took it and made a song out of it, you know what I'm saying? And right now that's why it's buzzing, because people didn't think we could do it. But it's a party track, and that joint is crazy, and it's getting a lot of attention. So I definitely want y'all to check it out. Be on the lookout. Like I said, if you're in Maryland this weekend, this Saturday, I perform at 8 o'clock this Saturday in Baltimore, Maryland. Check out the flyer. You'll see it on Facebook and Twitter, you know what I mean? And let's go. Fire this, put this joint on. Let them feel this heat, man. This heat is crazy. It's called Candy Crush by your boy Dante Diesel featuring Blanche Monroe. So let's get it. Let's go.
Young miss looking sweet like candy. I wanna go and kiss your mammy. On the weekend she could be my nanny. She done made me fall in love with Bambi. Two steps for the girl on the floor. Can't ignore what she wore. Wanna take her on a tour. Got a crush for the lust, so I must stick her down to the ground like I can't no more. Hey baby, what's your sign? I wanna buy you a glass of wine. I wanna know what's on your mind. Not lock you down like Diddy for the pine. Hey, wear your halo. You looking fly like an angel. You're like a pot of gold, I wanna stroll right down to the end of the rainbow. That girl, she sweet like candy. Don't make me pull my jammy. That lollipop come in handy. Kit Kat, baby, like, give it all a blow. Candy Crush. Candy Crush. Candy Crush. Sweet. Got that work like a Percocet. When the girl hit the floor, she can snap her neck. She must be the bomb, cause they hit the deck. I say hit the deck. Now what does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? Lick, lick, lick her on the spot. And right about now, man, she got me hot. I say got me hot. I say 1, 2, 3. Tell me right now, shorty, what it's gonna be.
get a clear view in 3D. See, move it up and down, go boing, boing. Got my eyes and my pupils going doing, doing. Yeah, I wanna get a taste of that Kit Kat patty whack. Give a, give a, give a, give a, give a dog a bone. That girl, she sweet like candy. Don't make me pull my jammy. That lollipop come in handy. Kit Kat patty whack, give a dog a bone. Candy Crush. Candy Crush. Candy Crush.
Got that juice fruit, them peanut chews, that raspberry fruity punch, some sour patch, some lemon heads that tap out, I kill them dead. Make enough scholar, make a dude wanna holler. If he ain't cutting checks, then why even bother? Got that mango, that tango, that chocolate drop, them jelly bombs, that loud pack, that snap back. This fat, fat, fat is what, sound like a fruit snack. Keep on coming back, that sound like a game. I don't even think they really feeling me though. You ain't ever heard about Demon Row. Switch it up, something like bisexual. Girls on girls, stay rocking my world. Hennessy straight up, why twirl my curls? Lip gloss popping, I stay bloodshot. And I'm hopping on a dude that I think is thorough.
That girl, she sweet like candy. Don't make me pull my jammy. That lollipop come in handy. Kit Kat, patty, like, give a dog a bone. Candy Crush. Candy Crush. Candy Crush. Sweet.
Radio with that Chick Fire. Check out the website air.radio.net 347-677-1163. I'm sorry. We Libras have like bursts of anger and excitement, you know, here and there. Shout out to Dante Diesel. Make sure y'all hit up the Facebook, Twitter, air.radio, and also everything Fire Chick, FIYA, Chick with the K at the end. All right, I'm going to keep it moving. All right, tonight's topic is how do you know that you are a jump off? Five jump. All right. I'm going to go to 8789. You? Hello? Yeah, 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 yeah. 8789, that's you. Okay, we're going to keep it moving. All right, so listen, y'all can always listen to the show after it's done. Y'all can go to my website, air.radio.net, click on the tab that says skull, the little, you know, skull, and y'all can see that, y'all can listen to the previous show if y'all ever missed it, and y'all can see when I call your number and you're not there, and you don't answer. So anyway, I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 5182.
Turn it on. Hello?
Hello, what's up?
Hello?
Hello, what's up, who's this?
Oh, yeah, this is SB the Cinco. I'm calling to get my song played. Only on one.
Okay. All right. Where you from?
From Inglewood, California.
Inglewood? Okay.
Yeah.
She like, yeah. All right, so anyway, listen, tonight's topic is, how do you know that you're a jump off? A side join.
Don't disturb.
With some clues.
Yeah. Your phone ring the most, like after like 12 o'clock. That's where you get the most phone action. Nobody calling you till like later on.
Right. You turning your ringer off and all that good stuff.
Huh?
I said you be turning your ringer off.
Oh, nah.
Nah, none of that.
Nah.
She like, nah. All right. Have you ever been caught out there before? Yeah.
Have I ever been what?
Caught out there. Like, you know, got caught out there with a girl, two girls, messed up, cheated on one. Has been caught out.
I had a couple incidents.
Right. Okay. All right, so you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff?
Yeah, FB the Cinco on Twitter, Instagram, it's all FB the Cinco. And the mixtape, Redberry Diaries Volume 1, is going to be on that PIF August 1st. You can go download it.
right, there it is. All right, so you want to introduce your track for me?
Yeah, all right. This Only On One off the Red Berry Diaries Volume 1. That'd be the Cinco, Red Cartel, Red Berry Gang. There it go.
Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website airdotradio.net. Shout out to FD the Cinco. I like that. Don't you say? Don't make me turn up. You a mess. I love it. All right. So shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody calling from all over the world. Like I used to have the UK on real heavy. Like they used to battle and all that stuff. I need to bring that back. I mean, they used to battle real hard from the UK, but it just got too damn expensive because they used to run up my 800 number. Because we do have an 800 number, but I think I cut it off or whatever. But that thing used to be so expensive. But anyway, we're going to keep it moving because we don't have that much time here. We're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 2578 Aerodot Radio. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's up? What's up?
What's up with you? How you doing? Thank you for having me.
No problem. Everybody know who it is.
Yeah, this is Maserati V. I'm repping Philly. I rep the Dove Gang. Shout out to all my homies, man. You know, I just came home from doing 10. So, like, I'm out here now trying to get back with this music real heavy. You know what
okay,
I mean?
That's what's up.
So,
that's what's up. Well, glad you back home.
Yeah, you know, something like, but you know, I'm just on the grind. Like, I did this little small venues in Philly. I did songs already, only been home like 18 months. Already did songs with Dutch, Be More, been in a short film, If I Live to Tell.
Right.
You know, I got this little project about to come out probably September. Everybody get down. You know what I mean? You know, this song you're about to play called New Whip. This joint fire. Like, I'm trying to bring the trap music to Philly. Like, I'm a gangbanger, like, so I like that trap.
Uh-oh. You don't want to be a gangbanger. You just got out.
Hey, man, listen, you got to be true to yourself. Like, you know what I mean? I ain't trying to start no trouble. I'm trying to do this music, but I still got to rep what I do. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's
right.
All.
Right. Well, you can't be out like on some chain stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I mean, because I'm not booked. You don't see me locked up. You know what I mean? I'm in the studio.
Right.
I'm going hard. You know what I mean? In a couple short films. I'm just doing me, like, you know what I mean? I got a good camp behind me. BMMG. Shout out to Denise Inez. She showed me a lot of love since I came home. The big homie Cole Young, the Don, you know what I mean? His whole squad, the Unimize, they've been showing me love. So, man, I'm just trying to get focused and, you know what I mean? So,
right. As long as you got somebody good on your team, you know, you could do anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm focused. Like, it's not even an issue.
Good.
You know
good,
I mean?
Good. That's what's up. All right. Well, tonight's topic is, you know, what's the side joint to you?
Yeah, everybody know what that is. Like, you know.
I mean, well, what's some signs that you know that you're a side joint?
If they don't hit your jack till like 2 in the morning or every time, you know, they never talk to you around people, you already know what it's hitting for. If they only hit you up for two things, money, a check, or some, you know what I mean, some pipe, like, you already know what it's hitting for. So, you know.
There you go.
You know. It's just basic.
Some people
shit,
don't
like,
know these signs on. Some people don't know these signs on, so.
I mean, I don't know how. Like, if a nigga only talk to you 30 minutes out of the day, 20, 15 minutes out of the day, and he only over your crib, like, certain times, like, you already know what it's hitting for. So,
right.
You know,
right.
The difference is if a dude keep a G, if they keep a G and know what it's hitting for, don't fake it. Just keep it a bean. You know what I mean?
I know that's right. Okay, so... you want to give them your Facebook? I only have that one. I only have no wreck in here for some reason.
For real? Well, look, it's simple. Everything is Maserati V, like everything. YouTube,
yeah.
Instagram, you know what I mean, Facebook, rstage.com, SoundCloud, anything you can think of, just put Maserati V in it. Just Google me. I'm in there.
All right, cool. So let's jump into that track. The
no record. Shout out to all my homies, man. Shout out to all my Dove gang, man. Love y'all niggas, man. Coleon, you up next.
We ain't ducking no wreck. We ain't ducking no wreck. My whole city getting busy. We ain't ducking no wreck. All my shooters keep it moving, keep it starting on deck.
Oh, make me run up on you. Put that heater on you. Night air check, niggas. Don't say I ain't warned you. Put you like a hairline. Don't say I ain't going to. Fuck about that jail time. Snitching I ain't born to. We be on them blocks with the racks. Fuck a safe street. In the kitchen with that stove. Whipping, making pastries. Fiends saying tasty. Feds try and break me. Catch me on that dirt bike. Willie in on 8th Street. Mommy on the back of it. No, it ain't no accident. You don't want this necklace, bitch. Homie, why you rapping then? Running from this eagle, you gon' catch this shit like Macklin. No, I ain't Mike Vick. Bullets move as fast as him. We be on that dirt block. Try and make that work pop. Nigga with that gold flow. Spit and make that shirt hot. We ain't ducking no wreck. We ain't ducking no wreck. My whole city getting busy. We ain't ducking no wreck. All my shooters keep it moving. Keeping something on deck. We ain't ducking no wreck. 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 My whole city getting busy. We ain't ducking no wreck. All my shooters keep it moving, keeping something on deck. We ain't ducking no wreck. We ain't ducking no wreck. Huh? How you want it, nigga? How you want it? You ain't fucking with my goons. We gon' keep this shit a 100. White Tiger be my room. You don't think we see you coming? All you gotta make a move. And my little niggas gunning, huh? We put in crazy work. Check my block, niggas. My gun a black belt. Karate chop, niggas. But we on ball time. Push that rock, nigga. Put all that indirect shit and get you shot, nigga. Y'all don't want me drolling. When I move it solely. 40 with that 30 clip. Spitting, killing flawless. I done did that long stretch. Now I'm living lawless. My karate rotting till they put me in a coffin. When we rolling up, yeah, we rolling up. Smoking loud. The light traffic slowing up. They wanna see me in that thing. Jewels cold as fuck. Throwing up them beads. If you with me, nigga, throw it up. We ain't ducking no wreck. We ain't ducking no wreck. My whole city getting busy. We ain't ducking no wreck. All my shooters keep it moving. Keep it something on deck. We ain't ducking no wreck. 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 My whole city getting busy. We ain't ducking no wreck. All my shooters keep it moving, keep it something on deck. We ain't ducking no wreck, we ain't ducking no wreck, huh?
Air It Out Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to my boy V. He's doing his thing. Shout out to the whole DMG movement. They doing their thing. Oh, my damn, my voice is, like, killing me right now. Check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1. Actually, don't. That's 1 because we're almost out of here. Hit up everything, Air It Out Radio, and also Twitter. Twitter and Instagram, Fire Chick, FIYA, Chick with the K at the end. Shout out to all my callers that came through, Jay Skeezy, Diamond, VIP Poetry, Dante Diesel, Badass, Bass, I'm sorry, and Chrissy, she requested Empire and all that good stuff, and Uncle Shug. And who else? R&B Earth, shout out to him. He was on the line. He got disconnected or whatever. So hopefully we'll get him on next week or whatever. He's making that money. Elijah, man, I don't know what happened. Let me. I see you on the line. I don't know if he's sleeping over here. So, you know, let's try you one more time. You there?
Hello.
8789. Okay. See, look, what's going on with you?
I apologize, man. Actually, Uncle Shug, Mr. Shannon, that you were talking to earlier.
Right.
I had just got on the phone with him and everything, and he was giving me some friendly advice on MCing, so I apologize for that.
Oh, no, it's cool, like, you know, because people be like, I called it, and I didn't want to have you on hold all that time and not get through, so, you know, I try to get to everybody, so you my last caller. So anyway, you know, the topic for tonight, I know you had a whole bunch of stuff that you was airing out. Or whatever. So you got any other good ones that you thought of in the mix?
Alright, how you know you a side John?
How you know you a side John, real quick.
This is actually from personal experience. know you the side drum when you feel like the side drum, man. It's just as simple as that.
Oh, wow. That's a good analogy for it. Exactly. Okay. Yeah, and you was running them down. You was like, and you know you was side drawing this. And you know, yeah, I was like, damn, he must have been really. That shit
must be fresh. I'm over here like, yo, I didn't realize how popular this radio station was. So I'm like, yo, I got to get on here. Like, I was really just trying to get your attention. So I'm over here thinking of stuff, tweeting, trying to annoy you, you know.
Oh, yeah, I don't like to be annoyed. It ain't hard to get my attention. Once you hit me up, I usually respond back. Like, you know, I'm kind of quick with stuff, unless I'm super busy. But other than that, you don't got to try hard. It ain't that hard to get a hold of me. So, but what's up? You got me now. What's up? What's going on?
Well, I actually have a question, right?
Okay.
You say that, oh, man, my phone. You say that you're linking up with all these artists and everything. I have one question. Mm-hmm. If you could give an artist any advice when getting into the game, what would it be?
Definitely. I mean, is it just one advice, or can I give a whole bunch of advice? Because it's like, giving one is just not the best.
All night if you want to. Like, I'm here.
I mean, I would basically say to just be yourself. You know, be yourself. Don't be like nobody else. Be original, and you'll stand out all day. That's number one. And then number two, don't do everything everybody else is doing, especially if they lose. Try something different. Because if everybody is losing, why are you going to do the same thing that they're doing? It doesn't make sense. Why are you following that train that's going down? It doesn't make any sense. Go another route and see what happens, you know? And like I said, the main thing is to be yourself. Like, I don't give a damn what you do. Be yourself. People look at me like I'm crazy all day and laugh at me because I got the curly hair and, you know, my hair is puffy and I'm different and whatever the case. And I give away money to people and they're like, this bitch is crazy as hell. But they don't know that I'm setting my own trend and I'm laughing at them while they all the same. So I'm different and that's why my name is Buzzin' and they all the same because they doing the same shit. So definitely be yourself.
Right. That's a great piece of advice.
So you want to give them your Facebook and Twitter because we almost out of here.
Yeah, my Facebook, it's Elijah Coleman. I go by my first name. Twitter, at LijahD, is at LIGEAD. And go follow Uncle Shug, man, at Uncle Shug, SUGE.
Okay.
You know, he give out some real advice.
Hurry up.
All
right.
Say again?
Definitely. I said hurry up. I got to cut you off.
All right.
Anyway, definitely shout out to you. Thank you for staying on, babe. So listen, Air It Out Radio, I am that chick fire. Shout out to everybody that tuned in and came through on Mondays. I'll be here again next Monday, and I'll probably give away another slot. I'm going to let y'all know who won on my Twitter. So definitely pay attention to the Twitter and my Twitter and on my Instagram. Shout out to everybody that came through and everybody that fucked with me. I love y'all to death, and I always try to deliver. Catch me next Monday, 10 to 1. Right here, Air It Out Radio. Check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I am that chick fire. I'm out.